I'm sorry.
That's amazing that Don's taking all this time to get a special CD just for you.
You know, I feel honored. Where is my Porky CD?
Oh, no.
It's my cue to leave.
Wait a minute.
No, really, hold on.
Do I sound?
No, no, it's not that you sound that way.
I would like.
With a new haircut.
Now that he's lost weight, hold on. Will someone help me find my Porky CD?
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my. Is it the hair?
Well, can you sing it all, Dan?
No.
Here it is.
No, like poison ivy?
Now, hold on a second. Without the mustache, though, first look at Dan. Look at our chief engineer, Dan Risen.
All right.
Look at my face. Dan.
Okay.
Now,
oh, no.
Dan, here. Hold this up next to your face. Please.
Yeah. All right. There we go.
That's close.
Oh, my. I tell you, this is the second time I've almost busted a screw in this show today.
Do you see the similarity?
It's sad. It's truly sad.
Not quite as funny as the Barry White, but almost.
Very close. Oh, but we're going to have fun. We had some fun before we went on the network show today where we discovered the hours of hilarity that can ensue when you have a Barry White record.
That's right.
And a fart CD.
Unbelievable, but true.
Dan, seriously, great job.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And congratulations on the weight loss.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's why he looks so different.
Looks good.
Looks
real good.
Turn around. Let me see your butt.
Wow.
All right. There you go. You take what your mama gave you.
15 pounds and new shirts and everything. A brand new wardrobe.
Dan Risen.
There we go.
You know, he could play Corky the older years.
He's so flattered. He was so flattered with that.
But can he sing Poison Ivy, though? That's the case. Can he sing it like Corky? That is right.
Hey, where's the Oprah guy, Diana?
Is the Oprah guy online? I thought we were going to get him on right here at 3:30.
Paul Walton.
East Coast time. There, I just saw the hotline light up. Well, our crack staff preps him, greases him, gets him ready. While we're waiting for him to join us, the guy from the Opie Winfrey Show, I have just been told that maybe we'll start this today. We're going to have another one of our huge blind dates. We have a theater with 200 seats inside.
All right.
And we're going to put a bunch of people together for a night on the town with Rob A. to check out the brand new Hollywood picture film, Terminal Velocity, with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, another Charlie Sheen film.
Ah. Yeah, you know Charlie is really on rough times when they bring the premiere to us.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But nonetheless, we're going to fill the theater with a bunch of our listeners. I want you to be listening now for the Toe Tap and Touch Tone.
Will Ginger Lynn be at the premiere?
He used to date Ginger Lynn, didn't he?
He had the anal workout.
You bet he did. You know, we never got that package of stuff from that store in Portland either.
Didn't they send us a fax that indicated that was coming right along?
They said it was on the way. Hey, but before I see he's on the phone, but now that, for some reason, thinking about Ginger Lynn and thinking about porn, now what does this say about me? Made me think of Michael Jackson kissing Lisa Marie Presley last night on MTV.
Hey, quite a significant lip lock.
I think Michael Jackson has the greatest manager in the world. I don't know who is managing him right now, but whoever is managing him, I want to fire our agent and hire this guy. This is a plan that I am convinced that they put into motion 5 months ago.
Right.
They must have come to him like with pages and pages and said, Michael, here's the deal. We're going to save your career. Now, everyone knows that you like little boys. We're going to make them forget that you like little boys.
Right.
First off, I want you to marry Lisa Marie Presley.
No, there's no way I can.
No, listen.
No.
You don't have to sleep with her.
Okay.
You don't have to live with her. You've got to marry her.
I have to marry. That means we have to spend a lot of time together.
Well, just for the press, Michael. And then here's the next step.
Yeah.
We put out some rumors that you've been married to get the talk going about how you might be hetero.
Right.
Then we send you over to Budapest, where you can go to hospitals and visit more children. Now, listen.
Will she be with me?
She'll be with you, and I want you to be on your best behavior when around these little sick kids, okay?
No.
Then listen to this, Michael. Now, listen, it's a plan. We're going to get you back on top. Then we put you on the MTV Music Awards. When you open the show, you got to give her a kiss like a man would kiss a woman.
I can't.
I'm going to teach you.
Please, I can't.
I'm going to teach you.
No, Vinny, don't make me.
I'm going to teach you. Now, come here. Here's how you do it, Michael.
No, don't.
You take her right like this.
No.
And you put yourself right up close and you go, come here, baby.
No, I can't do it. I'm going to save my career.
So obviously orchestrated.
Sure.
But I applaud it. It is manipulation of the highest form.
You bet.
Because now all everybody's talking about is, hey, did you see Michael Jackson kiss her last night?
That's right.
Boy, he really looked like he knew what he was doing. And no one seems to remember that just 6 months ago he paid some little kid
$10 million. It's all forgotten suddenly.
It's forgotten, and the big story is Lisa Marie. That, of course, it's brilliant management.
And now the next move, you go down to Graceland, you do the pay-per-view at the Elvis site, you have Michael sing a couple of songs. Maybe, I don't know, you have him put his hand down the back of her pants, have him feel her ass or something, because it's on pay-per-view, anything to give him that image of a man.
Look, this is my wife. I'm handling her.
Yeah.
I'm handling my wife.
And I don't doubt that she probably had the same reaction that Michael did to the kissing.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Lisa Marie, here's your part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, I see her doing this to make a name for herself, because she's a big nothing. She's Elvis's daughter,
mm-hmm.
but who the hell knows who she is? So her standpoint on this is her break into the big time. All right, so now here's the only thing. Listen, you don't got to sleep with a guy, you don't got to eat with a guy.
That's right.
You got to go to Disneyland with him, you got to go to some hospitals with him. Didn't it look like her back arched a little bit too
mm-hmm.
much when the kiss came, like, right? And when you go on MTV, you got to let him kiss you.
Right.
And I don't mean kiss you, I mean... He's going to try. We've been working with him for the last 3 months, right? We've been practicing with his llamas.
Well, the only way I'm going to be truly convinced is when we see the baby. When the baby comes, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, but he has had so much plastic surgery. How are we going to know? You know what I'm saying? When the baby comes out, it's definitely not going to look like him.
I hope they have a baby, because then everybody will have to say, wow. You know, of course, then there'll be the questions about blood tests and everything else.
I just think it's management, the most supreme management that I've ever seen.
Some guy with a big cigar that's in the back room. That's doing all that.
Yeah. You know, and he's having a big laugh right now, because he knows that last night Michael Jackson would probably rather be covered with peanut butter and have red ants run over him rather have some kind of awful Chinese water torture than have to kiss a girl. I'll give him this. He has learned his lessons well, whoever's teaching him.
Well, he's great with choreography.
Because he did a masterful job. It was like one of those Cary Grant jobs where you come out and you go, oh, Karina!
So we'll see. She gave it away, though. I thought she gave it away, because as soon as they turned, it was kind of like, you know, it looked like there was hesitation on her part.
Oh, he's on the line now?
Well, he's got to wait through the commercials.
Paul Walton. Let's say hello to him before we have to break. Hello, Paul?
Yes, hello.
This is Paul Walton, the Casanova that my wife saw on the Opie Winfrey Show.
and your wife had lunch with one day.
Yes, that's right, along with her friend. Hey, Paul, we've got to do commercials. Can you hold on for one break?
Absolutely.
All right, that is... That's Paul Walton, Casanova, man at large, been on the Oprah Show. We got a break?
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We have the opportunity to tap the mother load, as it were. AM 1270, KTLY, Spartan, Reno. Hi, we are back on the air everywhere, and thank you for waiting. Paul Walton, ladies, you may have seen him on the Opie Winfrey Show. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Here he is. Now, before we get into discussing you and your lifestyle, Paul.
Yes.
Explain to me exactly what your gig is. You're an incredibly rich guy. You go on Oprah Winfrey's show. You have women send you postcards, and then you fly around America and you meet these women? Is that pretty much it?
Well, that sounds like part of my life right now. Awards on Sunday.
Well, Paul, why would you go to a Rob Reiner function? Why would you go to the Emmys?
You know, it's amazing. You know, I've been meeting a lot of wonderful people, you know, not just women, you know, and some, you know, producers have said, Paul, we want you at this benefit.
Do you work at all, Paul? Do you do anything productive?
No, I don't do anything productive. It's been 8 years since I've been retired. I'm the one that started the residential end of U.S. Sprint when they first came out.
Oh, there you go. Oh, so you are super loaded, huh?
Well, I used to be a high school teacher here in San Diego. That's where I live. And then I started making sales for Sprint, and pretty soon I was in charge of their entire residential end.
Well, more power to you. I tell you, my wife loves you. My wife cannot get enough of you when you're on Oprah's show.
Really?
She talks about you, and then my wife's friend actually sent you a postcard.
Yeah.
And as you recall, and as you remember, you went, yes, it was her, Mike. I'm not going to say her name on the radio, but you know which friend of mine.
Oh, yes,
it was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That you guys all went out to lunch together. Now, here's my question for you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Single, successful, very rich guy. I see that I've got a picture here that you gave my wife of yourself and Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
My question is, Paul, when you go from city to city and you meet these women,
mm-hmm.
is there ever anything more that happens than just having lunch? Because I know when you went out to lunch with my wife and her friend, as a matter of fact, how many women were you with that day?
Well, I did meet a few people, maybe two or three people when I was there in Washington. But you see, that's the problem. I'm always meeting these married women. I got to start meeting some single women.
Well, now, when you do go to one of these towns and you do meet a single woman,
right?
Is there ever any romance involved, or do you just fly into town and take them out to dinner and fly off to the next town?
Well, sometimes I keep thinking that they'll fly off with me, but they just don't seem to have the time. Everyone I meet happens to be a professional. I meet Dee Dee Myers, but she's too busy.
Oh, I thought when you said professional, I thought you were talking about something else, Paul.
No, Dee Dee Myers is very professional, and I met her many times, but she's always busy. And that's just an example, but everyone I meet, they're professionals.
How about Janet Reno? Have you ever met Janet Reno?
No, but she's not my type. A little too old. I'm only in my 30s, and I'd like to meet someone who's younger than I.
That's the amazing thing, Paul. Janet Reno is in her 30s.
Janet Reno's 25, Mike.
People don't realize it's the stress of the job.
It's unbelievable how people age.
Well, then, now that I've got the facts, Paul, I guess if I was you, I might take the same trip. If, in fact, I'm guessing you stumbled onto millions of dollars with this thing with Sprint. If I had your kind of money, maybe I would just kick back and say, listen, all I'm going to do is get to know all these famous people, go on Opie's show, have women send me postcards, and spend my life crisscrossing the country meeting these fabulous women.
Well, you know, that all sounds wonderful, but remember, for 8 years I was retired, and I was like Eddie Murphy coming to America, where I didn't tell anyone that I had money.
Yeah?
Then Oprah Winfrey found out about me.
Oh, that evil Oprah.
So you were like a prince? Is that what it was called? You were like a prince?
Well, she just found out about me and asked me if I would be on her show to balance her show. The show was Men That Want to Meet a Rich Girl. And I was the guy to balance it. That was the rich guy that just wanted to meet an ordinary, regular girl. I said I wear blue jeans and I eat at Pizza Hut. And I told him, money, all it represents to me is freedom. The freedom to do what you want, when you want.
Hey, listen, how much money do you have, Paul? Because I might be willing to go the other way if you've got enough money.
Well, it depends. Is the IRS listening or what? No, just kidding.
Hey, just give us a ballpark.
No, you got to understand, California real estate hasn't been too good recently. So it's now under two, but it's still more than one. So
under two, still more. Oh, the millions?
Yeah, it's a sad thing, you know. But
I'm crying for you that you've only got a little less than $2 million.
Well, you know.
How are you going to make that last through the weekend, Paul? Hey, listen. When is the next time you're going to be on Oprah's show or on another one of these shows so we can check you out?
Well, I was already on Oprah's follow-up show, and she set me up with someone. But the person she set me up with has a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah. So.
What am I going to do with someone who has a kid already? I want to meet someone single, who has no kids, who just wants to travel around the world for a couple of years and live on room service.
Do you want to have children eventually, Paul?
Yes, I would love to have a couple of nice kids.
I got to tell you once again, you are singing my song right there. You just want to travel the world and have room service. God, I could be married to you. Do you like football?
Well, I already know you. Football's great. I play tennis. I like all sorts of sports.
Do you think that perhaps you and I could just spend a day in bed together watching the NFL and having room service?
Well, I don't know about you in bed, but I'll tell you one thing. You got a great son. Was that your son that I met?
Well, let's not bring him into this. But
Jack. Right, no, seriously, I really just want to meet the girl of my dreams.
Michael Jackson.
Give it up to live it up.
Okay, Paul, would you like to give out some kind of address now so perhaps women from across America who are hearing you on our show could contact you?
It's very easy to reach me because I'm the only Paul Walton in San Diego, and I'm listed, and I've been listed my entire life. So anyone that wants to reach me can just call Directory Assistance.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of calls now, Paul.
Well,
hey, listen, and if you wouldn't mind,
I'll have operators standing by.
If you wouldn't mind, perhaps we could, on an informal basis, continue to call you on the show every once in a while to see what you're up to see where you are. And I'd like to give you our hotline number. So if you're jet-setting in Europe or if you're with Jerry Seinfeld or another big major star, you could call into the show and put them on the phone.
I'll be with Seinfeld tonight. He's going to be at the tribute to Rob Reiner along with Tom Cruise.
Oh, so you'll be partying with those guys.
I'll be there tonight, yeah.
Now, do you really know Jerry Seinfeld? Do you know him well?
No, not well. He's involved with a Washingtonian, Shoshana.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the high school girl.
Yeah, so, you know, he's busy with her. He has no time for me.
What about Tom Cruise?
Met his mom, and his mom's great.
Jerry Seinfeld's mom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's wonderful. She reminds me of my mom. My mom, unfortunately, died 12 years ago of cancer. But Jerry's mom is just like my mom, and we hit it off. Last year at the Emmy Awards.
You hit it off, so to speak. I mean, you didn't hit it off like you want to hit it off with these other women, though.
No.
Okay.
Who is this man who's dating my mother?
And what about Tom? What about Tom Cruise? Do you hang with him?
Well, Tom Cruise, he's married. He's got his wife, but...
Well, you know he's married, but, I mean, do you know him as a friend?
Well, it's funny. I've seen him now three times since I first met him in Washington, D.C., when he was filming A Few Good Men.
Yeah?
And he recognizes me, and he always says, yes, I remember. We were in Washington together. He says, I missed my wife, but there you were.
And what about Rob Reiner? How did you get invited to this Rob Reiner thing?
I have a few people that are a member of the society that's putting this function on to, I guess, as a tribute to Rob Reiner. And he was the director of A Few Good Men, so I've met him before.
Is Billy Crystal going to be there, Paul?
Yes, Billy Crystal. He's actually going to be there. I think he's going to be the MC.
Oh, that's delightful.
Okay, Kristen. So it's going to be fun. But again, see, this gets in the way of me trying to meet the girl.
All right, that's right. Too busy with all these social engagements. Well, listen, Paul, I bet you'll get some calls from women out here. I know my wife enjoyed meeting you and having lunch with you that day. And if you wouldn't mind, you keep in touch with us, and we'll keep in touch with you on a semi-regular basis.
I will, but just remember, they can't smoke cigarettes, they can't have kids, and they got to be younger than I, height and weight in proper proportion, and just have a willingness to travel and a philosophy in life that work is just a means to an end.
Yeah, you better work on pushing that fortune back over, too.
Hey, Paula, thanks for the call, and I hope we get to talk to you soon.
Absolutely. We'll keep in touch.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, God. Oh,
love it.
Well, I got to call the old lady now.
Yeah, look for the L on his forehead.
What would that L be for, Mike? Loser!
Loser with money, though.
Hey,
that's
got money.
Hello?
Honey.
Yes, boo-boo.
What is the story with that guy?
Well, you were very nice to him. Very proud of you.
Well, sure. I want to keep him on for a while. I mean, he may be our ticket into getting some real celebrities on the show.
Yeah, but you kind of laid it on thick with how much I liked him.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Tell him what you really said about him? You're right. Everybody's very lucky that I was nice to him. I didn't just say to him, he's such a BS. Just the biggest BS artist I ever heard before in my life.
I think most of us were actually doing pretty well with him until the very end when he gave his criteria for the woman he wants to marry.
Richie Rich and all of his stories about the famous people whose names he dropped.
Hey, hold on a minute, boo-boo.
The famous people whose names he dropped with such ease, and then you ask him about him, and basically, you know he's the kind of guy when Tom Cruise sees him, Tom Cruise goes, oh, no. Oh, it's this guy again. It's this guy. Jesus, I saw him one time, and now he will not leave me off. Hey, yes, I do remember you. Hello.
Okay.
And the whole time he came to his manager, get him away from me. It's the guy that was on Oprah.
But, you know, I bet in Hollywood there are a lot of those kind of fringe people. I mean, at least he admits that he doesn't really know these people.
And what was his fondness that he had for Bart?
Well, Bart is a very personable child.
I know he is, but...
He gave him that spanking new $2 bill with no strings attached, I might add.
Yeah, but it was right after I said to him that I'd like to spend the day in bed with him. And then he said, well, no, maybe not you, but maybe your son.
No, I think you're a little paranoid, Mike.
No, we all heard it. It was kind of oogie. It was very scary. And then he said something else later in the conversation that was a little oogie, too.
Well, you know what? I mean... really, truly, he has gotten a lot of women responding. Now, you think if he is honestly just looking for a decent woman out of the hundreds of letters and calls and everything, I mean, if he gives his number out that freely, you think that if he weren't that particular, he would find someone.
Sure, you know what it is. I got to think he goes to these towns and he doesn't tell us about it, but he just hoses them left and right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he gets the comments like, yeah. He gets coming out of his hotel room every 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh,
thank you. I'll be in touch.
It was great meeting you.
He's probably got like 10 grand in the bank, too. That's probably, that's probably all a big scam, too.
Well, I don't know about that, but his name is Paul Walton, ladies, and he's in the book in San Diego, California. You just got to be the perfect woman, and please, no kids. Because remember, that kid could be a real drag.
When I hear somebody like that, and I meet somebody like that, and as many imperfections as you have, I think... Thank God I'm married. Thank God I am not dating anymore. Don't you think that, Mike?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet you do, because there are plenty of those kind of people in the world, and you go and walk into any bar, and that's what you meet.
Yeah, and, being fresh off the single scene. I don't know, there's something about it that it just doesn't, it seems to me, if you're just sitting there send your cards and letters, and you lay this criteria. And what did he didn't want? He wanted the proper height and weight.
Yes, you had to have the proper measurements.
You had to be younger
than him.
Younger than he was.
No children. And you want to live life, and money doesn't mean anything. You know, there's nothing that pisses me off more than when you see a really rich guy on television. And, like, if I'm watching Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and I got some rich guy on, and he goes, I want to tell you something. Money means nothing to me. That is easy to say when you got money. I sit there going to the TV, hey, you idiot, try living my life and see if money's not the most important thing in the world.
Cameras in here, though.
When I have my money, that's when you're going to see me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going to see me, and I'll get on TV, and I'll tell you. They'll say, what's it like having this money? And I'll say, it's the greatest. I fill my bathtub up with money. I cleanse myself with money, if you know what I'm saying. I take care of business with money.
I bet Paul does, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet that there's a side to Paul.
Sure. But, you know, I bet he does, even with all the things, all the sides of him that you have shown, I bet he does get hundreds and hundreds of calls just from that little thing, just because there are so many people out there who are looking for a man that's halfway decent. I mean, there just aren't enough men to go around.
And I don't know how I would describe, I guess Mike had it best yesterday, a very young Steve Lawrence is who he most resembles.
He's very personable in person. He's nicely normal looking. Nothing special, but, you know, just a nice, normal looking guy.
Yeah, he's looking for his non-smoking Edie Gourmet.
I'm looking at this picture that he gave you of him and Jerry Seinfeld. And the look on Jerry Seinfeld's face is one that's just like, who the hell is this guy? This guy won't leave me alone. Elaine!
Do you think he gave you that picture, Frida? Was he trying to impress?
See, I'm telling you, he brought out a stack of pictures, you know, like 6 inches deep. He carries around all these because he's one of, if ever he's in town, and if you knew anybody, as soon as he found out that y'all were in radio, that my husband were in radio, his eyes lit up with being the possibility of being on the show. I mean, that he's ready for an appearance wherever he goes.
Did you get the impression that the stack of pictures is probably the only thing about the guy that's deep?
Come here, Brandon. You know, the painters are back, my dad.
What? Oh, is it the Marx Brothers? What are they doing back there?
Come here, Brandon. They're picking up their ladders.
These guys did a good job on our house, but these guys are the dumbest house painters. It took them, how long, honey, 2 months to paint our house?
It started like in April, and now they're picking up their ladder.
And then they left, they painted the house, and they didn't give us a bill or anything. It like took them another 3 weeks to get us a bill.
Yeah, well,
they got the hours of fun looking at you through the window.
Yeah.
And these are guys from the bathroom, yeah. And then they left like 5 or 6 ladders on the side. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've been too lazy to move those ladders.
Yeah.
So when I cut the grass over by the side of the garage,
animals living in those ladders.
It's all very short, except by where these guys left the ladders. And then it's like weed-like.
Did you tell Mike that I went to the liquor store for him today?
Oh, my wife has let a man into our house who I never thought she'd let in our house.
Who's that?
That man's name is Sam.
Sam?
Sambuca.
Oh, my God.
My wife bought a bottle of Sambuca for the little party tonight.
You know, if I remembered, I would have brought this little beverage that I got in the Caribbean on my honeymoon, this new stuff called CSR. It's this thing they make in the Caribbean, and it's special, Mom. It's really, I'm not sure what the properties are, but it is special stuff.
I know you like your medicine.
And yeah. I also brought another man in that I think Mike has a fondness for.
Who's that?
I'm not sure. I get them all mixed up. This one's Johnny.
Oh, no.
No, Mike doesn't like the Johnny stuff.
Not anymore.
I think Rudy's a Johnny fan, though.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Mix and match.
It'll be a good party tonight. I'll see you later, honey.
All right, boo-boo.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, there is Paul Walton. Paul Walton from San Diego, big time Casanova. Got to do a quick break. Yeah, he'll be with Tom Cruise this weekend.
Rubbing elbows. Get him away from me. I swear to God, I'm walking out as that guy comes up to me again.
Tom, settle down, please. Tom, settle down.
Get him away.
No freaking way. We got to do a break. We'll be right back. Hey, we'll pick the NFL games in the next half hour with Steve Sable from NFL Films. We'll come right back. Couple of entries in the homemade jingle contest. We'll get to them next.
Radio God. Don and Mike.
APLY. Mark Reno.
Size here in a couple of seconds, plus the jingles in the homemade jingle contest. Get to that shortly also. But first, a brief look at what's happening, because we want to try to pick the Emmys. And I've got a story about the Emmys here somewhere, and as soon as I get to it, we'll pick the Emmy Awards, which are this weekend.
Good.
Today is the 9th of September. Birthdays today of Billy Preston, 48. Michael Keaton, always will be Batman. Death to Val, 43.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Cartwright is 42. And here's the name that always stops the show. And a face to match at Kirstie McNichol.
See
you. Christy McNichol, 32 today. Happy birthday to her.
Bless her heart.
Here are the most popular videos of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the sincerity on the show just floors me.
Bless her heart.
My friend.
Yeah, whatever.
Most popular videos, according to Blockbuster Video, the official video tour of the Don Mike Show, because they pay us the most money. Here are the videos that we were renting this past weekend, number 10 is The Ref, that awful movie with the chain-smoking guy from MTV.
Oh, yes.
Remember the guy that we thought was funny for about 5 minutes?
Is it Dennis Leary?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 is Major League 2. Number 8, Beethoven's Second. Number 7, Ace Ventura. Number 6, Tombstone. Number 5, The Pelican Brief. Number 4 is On Deadly Ground. Number 3, Grumpy Old Men. Number 2, Schindler's List. And number 1, Philadelphia.
All right.
Here are the videos that you are buying the most. Number 5, Woodstock, 3 days of peace and music. Number 4, Johnny, live at the Acropolis.
Oh, I recommend that one highly.
Number 3, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
You know, as a matter of fact, if you want to have a nice evening, you just get Ace Ventura, Pet Detective for the comic relief, and then you kind of mellow out with a nice bottle of wine and Yanni for the rest of the evening.
Number 2, Thumbelina. Hey, there you go, Mike, for you and Laura.
Thumbelina, boy, seems to like a long time before she got since she got that name.
And number 1 is Beethoven's Second. Our friend Katie Couric from the Today Show has offered to help the woman whose husband was killed at NBC when we were on vacation last week. Did you hear that story about some idiot with a gun went into NBC and thought the network was out to get him and shot a guy that was a page there?
Yeah, and it was just one of those random things that happened.
He was convinced the network were after him, and he had driven to New York City bent on shooting, quote, a network goon. His widow has been out of work since she was laid off from her job. Katie Couric promised to help find her a job.
That's good.
Here are the winners from last night's MTV Music Video Awards, the show in which Michael Jackson slipped it to Lisa Marie.
Well, he gave her a kiss.
Well, I thought it was a rather deep and penetrating kiss.
It looked like that. They turned away from the camera. I'm not sure, you know, if they had more of a close-up, I think we would have been able to see what was going on.
The video of the year, a great video, Aerosmith, Crying.
Yes.
Great song and great video. All their videos are good.
Seems like they win every year, too.
The best male video is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Well, you know, they win because they don't stay the same.
Right.
Their music has definitely changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons that I still dig Aerosmith.
And somebody should have told Tom Petty to grow a beard a long time ago. I mean, really, because I think the beard... I mean, he's one of those guys that pop that beard on, and he looks terrific with it.
Well, then John Elway should grow a beard also, because those guys could be brothers, couldn't they?
Same dentist.
Tom Petty won for the Mary Jane's Last Dance video. Janet Jackson won for her video, If. Best group video, also Aerosmith again, and Crying. Best rap video, Snoop Doggy Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Best dance video is Salt and Pepper.
I like that.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty fine man. Best hard rock video is Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. Best alternative video, of course, they gave it to the dead guy,
mm-hmm.
Nirvana.
Yep.
Best new artist, Counting Crows. Best video from a film, Bruce Springsteen, Philadelphia. And best special effects, Peter Gabriel, Kiss That Frog.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel has always done videos that are pretty much cutting edge as far as the special effects.
Kiss That Frog, that's really not the name of that movie that's playing downtown, is it, Sherry?
No, that's Spanking the Monkey.
Spanking the Monkey.
I read a great, you know, we talk about that movie all the time. I read a great review, like an incredible review of that movie.
Oh, that movie is getting great reviews everywhere.
It's supposed to be it's a must-see. With that title, who can miss it? We ought to have a screening one day.
Madonna was on the show last night,
yeah,
with David Letterman,
right,
on the MTV Video Music Awards. You know, for a guy who complains, every article I read about David Letterman, he says that he's really upset that Madonna was on a show, and he's really upset that she used that kind of language, and he doesn't tolerate that, he doesn't think it was right. But for a guy who on one hand is saying he doesn't think it's right, he sure is milking her for everything she's worth.
I think you, get a little peek at the, hate to say it, Buzz, I don't want to offend you, but
I'm sorry,
the hypocrisy of one David Letterman, where, you know, he milks it as much as he can, and then there he is, kissing her hand on national TV.
And when we were on vacation last week, I watched Letterman's one-year anniversary,
mm-hmm.
and they were doing the top 10 list about the top 10 things that have happened on the show in the last year. And number 1, of course, was Madonna.
Right.
They clipped together all the times that she said the F word.
And she's supposed to be coming back on the show now, right? They've
Yeah, except he says that he doesn't want her to come on unless she promises not to say the F word.
You know.
And, you know, she's going to come on, and all she can do is say the F word.
It'll be the highest rated show of all time. It'll be great.
So Dave Letterman was on last night with Madonna. Roseanne was on.
Let me see. Did Roseanne say anything good? Let's see. Oh, Roseanne had a running feud. Oh, yeah. Kennedy. Did you finally see this Kennedy?
No, I missed. I was watching bits and pieces of it, and I didn't see Kennedy.
She was on all the time with Roseanne.
I want to share your hate for her. I'm trying to see her.
It says here they traded barbs. I didn't hear this. They traded barbs involving oral sex and Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, dear. That concept in Rush Limbaugh's name in the same breath.
Roseanne touched on her own sex life also. She said she's 41 and she's at her sexual peak.
Yeah, that's scary.
She said it's lonely at the top. And then she said about Tom Arnold, she said, I'm not upset about my divorce. I'm only upset that I am not a widow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Hello. She's not a happy woman. Let me see. People Magazine has come out with their annual list of the best dressed celebrities. Best dressed, Barbara Streisand, Tom Hanks, and Heather Locklear. The worst dressed includes Christina Applegate, Howard Stern, and Brett Butler.
Mm-hmm.
All right. David Letterman, oh, besides being on with Madonna last night, also got to do a bit with Beavis and Butthead. That was pretty funny.
I did not see that.
It was one of those deals where he's sitting in the audience and they put the cartoons on either side of him because he's a big fan of Beavis and Butthead.
That's right. He loves them.
James Brown, the godfather of soul,
Kennedy,
walked out on Regis and Kathy Lee yesterday.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
He was told that he was going to be a guest on the show, and then they said, we've only got 2 minutes for you to sing, literally 120 seconds. And James said, apparently something like, you've got some guy who's cooking fried fish, and you give him 10 minutes.
Right.
And I'm the godfather of soul, and you give me 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you can kiss my ass.
Here, way to go, James, the godfather of soul. Here's to him.
And he walked off the show. The Emmy Awards are on this weekend. The early word is that Tim Allen will win because of a huge sympathy vote that will make him a shoo-in.
Next year.
Right, next year. He's not nominated this year.
Right. Yeah, they had the big screw-up, and I think I am a little tired of hearing about that mistake that his staff made where they didn't get him in for the nomination.
Right. He will get a huge standing ovation when he is called up on the stage Sunday night to introduce a segment about stand-up comedians who have become actors. So that's going to be like his award when he gets up there. We'll all have to sit through some segment about stand-up comedians who have become actors. So that's going to be like his award when he gets up there. We'll all have to sit through some boring 5-minute ovation for him. Another rich movie star. Another rich guy.
Yep.
Who will tell you there's really nothing to have a lot of money.
State of American culture, though. Tim Allen getting the standing ovation for 5 minutes.
Here are the nominations. Now, are we going to pick them? When we pick them, we do it either two ways. We either pick who we think is going to win,
right,
or who we think the idiot voters are going to pick.
I think they go hand in hand.
Okay, well, then we'll do it like this. Variety music or comedy series. Here are your choices. Dennis Miller Live, Late Show with David Letterman, MTV Unplugged, Saturday Night Live, and The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Hmm.
You got two on that for a second, Mike.
Boy, that's a tough one, isn't it? Oh, that is tough. You go first.
Can I put down 2 votes for MTV Unplugged? No, we'll pick Letterman. That's a no-brainer.
All right.
Best variety music or comedy special? The 66th Annual Academy Awards, Comic Relief 6, Kennedy Center Honors, the Tony Awards, Tracy Ullman Takes on New York.
Tracy Ullman Takes on New York. I'm picking that because I saw it and I thought it was one of the funniest things I've seen all year.
Okay, I agree. Besides, all those other shows suck.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Individual performance, variety, or music. Here are the nominees. Phil Hartman, Saturday Night Live. Whoopi Goldberg, the Academy Awards. Mike Myers, Saturday Night Live. Lily Tomlin, Growing Up Funny. And Tracy Ullman. I'll go with Phil Hartman from Saturday Night Live. He's pretty consistently funny.
And I will go with Tracy Ullman. That's for the same show, right?
Yes.
Nominated for the same show. She was she did the best Jewish mother I've ever seen in my life. It was hysterical.
Here are the nominees for best comedy series. The nominees are Frasier, Home Improvement, Larry Sanders, Mad About You, and Seinfeld. I'm going to go with Larry Sanders. I really think that show deserves it.
I'm with you on that one. I'm going to go with Larry Sanders, too. I think it's the funniest show on TV.
Best lead actor in a comedy show, Kelsey Grammer, John Goodman, John Larroquette, Paul Reiser, Jerry, my friend.
I like Kelsey Grammer in Frasier. I think, Larry Sanders is a bunch of good people, and I think you have to go with Kelsey Grammer because he carries that whole show.
I'm going to go with Jerry. No, I've had a change of heart. I thought for a while that I was getting sick of Seinfeld, but now I realize that there's really not that many good shows on TV and shows that I can look forward to seeing.
Right.
And that one that they ran last night, even that rerun, the one about when they went up to the country and
George ended up, his girlfriend took off her top in front of Jerry and everybody, right. And then Jerry's girlfriend walked in on George when he was naked. He had just gotten out of the pool and his thing was much smaller.
It was a good one.
It was a really good one. I'm just reminded that show's still great. So I'll go with Jerry. Who right. are these people? Lead actress for a comedy series, Candace Bergen, Murphy Brown, jeez. Michael's brother, Helen Hunt, Mad About You, Annie Potts.
Oh.
Love and War. Patricia Richardson, Home Improvement, and Roseanne for Roseanne.
Gotta go with Rosie.
I'm gonna go with that lady from Home Improvement, Patricia Richardson. I like her. I think she's very believable. Best Supporting Actor, Jason Alexander, George Costanza from Seinfeld, David Hyde Pierce, who plays Frasier's brother, Michael Richards, Kramer, Seinfeld, Rip Torn, Larry Sanders, Jerry Van Dyke for Coach.
Well, this will be a tough one for Mike.
This is an extraordinarily tough one, and it's not just because of Jerry Van Dyke and Rip Torn, but that guy that is on Frasier, really, he's another one that makes the show favorite
but
actor.
Man, I'm sorry, I got to go with Rip Torn.
Yeah.
I love Rip Torn.
That's funny, Mike, because I'm going to pick Jerry Van Dyke to win.
Attaboy. Thanks a lot, Don.
Best prediction, here we go, for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, Shelley Fabre for Coach, Faith Ford, Murphy Brown, Sarah Gilbert for Roseanne, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Seinfeld, Laurie Metcalf for Roseanne, and Liz Torres for the John Larroquette Show. You know, I think that Shelley Fabre is fantastic. I have always liked her ever since she was on Donna Reed. I'm going to vote for her.
I like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She just cracks me up whenever I see her.
Let's see. Are there other shows that we care about? Oh, yes, there are. Dramas. Best Drama Series. Law and Order. Northern Exposure. NYPD Blue. Picket Fences. Oh, we're going to have a fight here. Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have a big fight. We might as well just step outside.
Let's duke it out right now. Now.
Anybody that listens to this show knows exactly where we line up on that one. I'm the big fan of NYPD Blue.
And I think, you know, I have all the Star Trek uniforms. So I'll go with Star Trek. Let's see. Best Lead Actor. Oh, no, I'm going to rip off. Jean-Luc is not nominated here. Best Lead Actor, David Caruso, NYPD Blue. Oh, this is deserving. Peter Falk, Columbo.
See, that could have been your guy. That could have been Jean-Luc right there.
Peter Falk is going on Wheel of Fortune, you know. He wants to buy an eye.
Thank you.
Dennis Franz, NYPD Blue. Michael Moriarty, Law & Order. Tom Skerritt, Picket Fences. I'll go with Dennis Franz.
I'm going to go with Dennis Franz, too. I really think he deserves it. He makes that show work. And David Caruso, I've heard so many bad things about him lately that I can't vote for him.
And finally, best lead actress in a drama, Kathy Baker, Picket Fences, Swoozy Kurtz, Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's swoozified. Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, man, what a hot category.
Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, Stella Ward, Sisters. I'm going to go with The River of Yeast. I will pick the lovely Angela Lansbury, who still manages to look stunning.
Well, you just can't tear me away from Swoozy. Put my vote in for Swoozy Kurtz.
speaking of Angela Lansbury.
You know, it's easy to fall into a negative trap saying, I can't do this, or that won't work.
Yeah.
I've learned a trick that I use.
Tell us, baby.
If I do have a negative thought, I quickly say to myself, cancel that. I'm going to expect the best.
And then we can always hear the mini massage tape.
Oh, yeah. I have a little routine that helps me to swing into action each morning. After I get out of the shower, I give myself a mini massage. By doing this massage every day, I am literally staying in touch with my body. I can't help but be aware of whether or not I'm in shape. Once you've really examined your body, you have faith in the truth. Of course, we're all the product of our genetic heritage, and certain things we cannot alter. But I do think that self-acceptance is vital.
Yes.
Give yourself a break.
Yes, Angie.
Something to like in everybody.
That's my winner right there.
That's right. Hey, I don't want to alter her body at all. Leave it just the way it is.
The river of youth. Why screw with perfection, Mike, huh?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, hell. Amen to that. Parts is parts. Got to do a quick break. Those are our picks for the Emmys. We'll see what happens on Monday's show. When we come back, we'll show you our expertise in yet another area.
It's amazing, isn't it?
As we pick them until they bleed and scab, we'll pick the NFL games for this weekend. We'll be right back.
More with Don and Mike,
now
with new lemon fresh scent.
Well, you thought we were smart with those Emmy picks.
Oh, wait till you see this. Just wait.
Call us the Genii Twins. The Genius Boys.
That's right.
Watch this. You know, last year, for those of you who are just hearing the show for the first time, last year, Mike and I got every game correct.
It's amazing. Every single game that we picked.
It's a gift. It's a gift. We're going to pick the NFL games now. Besides Mike and myself, we have my son, Bart. Hello, Bartio. Bart, are you there?
Dad?
Oh, there you are. Hi, Bart.
Hey.
And we also have Rudy Marsky from USA Today. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
And joining us as our guest prognosticator this week from NFL Films, Steve Sable.
Yay. Hey.
Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Don, Mike?
Hi, Steve.
It's an extraordinary experience for me to be picking with Rudy Marsky.
And Steve, of course, is the guy behind those fantastic NFL films that you hear us talking about constantly on the show and playing. You know where they have the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Third down, 14 yards. To go. Lombardi's Packers had their back against the wall. It looked like they couldn't overcome it, but in certain situations, men rise above and create a, you know, goal.
Hey, see, what do you...
Listen, that's terrific.
I'm sorry,
we just finished our 75-season show. I might have you guys come in and do the narration.
Oh, darn it, we missed the opportunity. Steve, where
we're paying up for you guys, though.
Where did you guys, where did you come up with the idea to film the NFL every week with this with great high resolution cameras and then run them in slow motion and put this dramatic music behind it and the narration? Where did all that come from?
Well, it really came in 1962 when we did our first championship game, and my father and I both had the same philosophy in that we wanted to present professional football the same way that Hollywood presents fiction, and that is with a dramatic flair. And in order to do that, you need a theatrical voice, you need compelling music, you need location sound, and those were the elements that we strove to get into our film.
You sure do like touching those footballs in the beginning of the show, don't you?
I love the size. I love the feel of leather.
Every time you watch one of those shows like This is the NFL,
right,
you got Steve Stable, who does the introduction.
He's got them gripped. He's got the grip on those balls.
And, Steve, I also heard that you have an electric chair in your living room.
I used to, but when I got married, my mother-in-law thought it was a dust collector, and I sold it to a local bar where they have it on display. I got it from Blacksburg State Prison. We used to send them football films, and then when they outlawed the death penalty, I thought that would be an interesting artifact to have as the main table in my dining room.
Hey, man, you are a fun lover, Steve.
Well, let's... Let's pick the game. No, we could spend lots more time talking about the electric chair that you have in your living room. Let's pick the games. Steve, did you want to get...
That's right. When the lights used to dim in my neighborhood, they knew something was up in my house.
Hey, do you want to get a plug-in for your 75th anniversary stuff here?
Sure would. It's on September 13th. That's Tuesday night from 8 to 10. It's on Turner, which is fitting because this is the Gone with the Wind of football movies.
Now, will this be, in your humble estimation, the best thing that you guys have ever done there at NFL Films?
Oh, it's certainly the most comprehensive, and I think it's got a lot of laughs. For when you think of history, you don't necessarily think of the humor, but this has got a lot of laughs in it.
Hey, you know what we love?
By the way, guys, I've already seen it, so I can, add a plug here that it's kind of quite extraordinary what Steve's done here to weave in the history of the times through, I think, the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Is that correct, Steve?
Yeah, we were there, Rudy, the UCLA Film Center, the Turner Library of Theatrical Films, the Museum of TV Sciences. We went through them all.
And I don't want to leave Bart out of this. Bart, how was school today? Bart?
Dad?
Yes. How was school today?
Good.
Are you gonna answer in more than one word answers this time?
Maybe.
Do you say hi to Uncle Mike?
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Hi, Bartio. How you doing?
Good.
Do you say hi to Rudy?
Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, Bart?
And do you say hello to Mr. Sable? Say hello to Mr.
Sable. Bart, you've got a great future in this business. I can tell it right now.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's say, watch it, Rudy.
No, Don, I can say that Steve makes some trips to Washington. One of his most recent trips, he attended Joe Theismann's latest wedding.
That's right.
Oh, hey, we were at Joe Theismann's latest.
Right, we were all there.
Yeah. I like the little gifts that Joe gave. He had little golf balls with he and his wife's name on it.
Wasn't that great? I love that.
Those are collector's items now.
It's a shame it didn't last.
Here are the games. We'll start picking them. And here's the order. I'll go first, then Mike. Then Bart, then Rudy, then Steve. So that's the order. We'll pick them as we see them and let the chips fall where they may. First game, Buffalo Bills at New England Patriots. I want to jump on this New England bandwagon, but I don't think Buffalo will lose two in a row. I will pick the Buffalo Bills.
I think Jim Kelly's having a tough time this season. I like Bill Parcells. I'm going to go with New England.
Rudy.
I have to pick
Bart.
New England.
Why are you picking New England?
Pick the Bills.
Why are you picking New England?
Because Daddy picked the Bills.
Really?
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to go along with Daddy Donnie.
Thank you. Thank you, son.
I'm taking Buffalo.
And Steve?
I like the Patriots. I think Bill Parcells is one of the greatest coaches of our of certainly this era.
All right, the next game, Detroit at Minnesota. You know, Minnesota showed me nothing last week in that game with Green Bay, and I don't think Warren Moon is quite up to par yet. I'll take the Detroit Lions and that lefty Scott Mitchell.
In my little fantasy league, I've got Barry Sanders as my running back, so I'm going to go with Detroit.
I'll have to pick Detroit.
Hey, you picked the same team as me, you know.
Nope.
Rudy.
Okay, I'm going to go with the home team Minnesota to bounce back.
I like Minnesota, too. I think with Warren Moon is going to add another dimension to that team. They already have a good defense. I like Minnesota.
Steve, do you have any idea the amount of pleasure and joy that you have brought to men all over America with those NFL films?
No, I don't, but that's a good line. That could be something we could use in our press kit.
I'm very serious. You know, we're so nutty about these. Me in specific, so nutty. We actually called the NFL one day on the show so we could be put on hold.
They're great.
Where they've got your old stuff running on the phone system.
Oh, right.
And we heard a great one with the Redskins and the Cowboys. Roger Staubach's last game.
And I will And I will never forget
Brody Hill, he's what.
The first time I saw the ballet, when you put the football, it was like football bloopers to the music of the ballet. I thought that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's our head cracker suite. We first had that on Johnny Carson.
It was wonderful.
Then we found out that we could make money on it, because we were giving it to him free.
And I hope that changed right away.
Yeah, very quickly.
Next game, Indianapolis at Tampa Bay. Well, we'll find out this weekend if the Colts are for real or not. I'll go with the Indianapolis. Sure, I think they can beat Tampa Bay.
I think Tampa Bay is going to win at home.
You know, Indianapolis beat Houston last week, though.
Yeah, I know. I like Sam Weiss. I've always liked Sam Weiss, even though he's had a terrible record with Tampa Bay.
How can you like Sam Weiss?
I just like the guy. I can't help it. It's just, you know, it's my gut, Rudy.
Barney, who do you like?
Tampa Bay.
Any reason?
No.
Okay, Rudy.
I'm jumping on the Steve bandwagon. I'm going with Indy on this one.
Steve.
I like Tampa Bay because 2 minutes ago I was just on a talk show with Sam Weiss, and he said in all his years of coaching he's never been around a team that is as quiet and as intense as his team is this week, and they're also playing in front of a half-filled stadium. I think Sam's going to use that to motivate his team. I think they're going to win it.
Hey, you guys get a lot of great stuff from Sam Weiss. He's one of those guys that loves being mic'd, doesn't he?
Well, he's a great personality. He's a very intelligent, interesting, colorful, articulate guy. I agree with you, Don and Mike. I really like the guy.
Okay, next game is the L.A. Rams at the Atlanta Falcons. Rams beat the Cardinals last week, but that Jeff George in Atlanta, he's looking good. I've got to go with the Falcons at home.
I like Jeff George also. I like Atlanta at home.
Bart?
Falcons.
Rudy?
Yeah, I'm going with Atlanta. I don't think the Rams can score more than 2 touchdowns all season.
Mr. Sable?
I like Atlanta. I like the way Jeff George looks. We had June Jones mic'd for sound during a preseason game, and I think he's a very composed, very good game day coach. He's very composed and thoughtful on the sideline. I like him.
Let me see. Is there a coach that won't let you mic him for a game?
Oh, sure. About half of the coaches won't let us mic him.
That Buddy Ryan, he's got to be a super air hog, though, right?
Well, Buddy, actually, his press conferences are more interesting than his than what he says during the game.
Well, especially his offensive game plans. I mean, they're better than that.
next game, Miami Dolphins at Green Bay Packers. Now, here's the question. Do you take Dan Marino, who last week killed me in fantasy football because he threw 5 touchdown passes? Do you think he can come back and do it? And do you remember Green Bay Packers? You know, the Boston Tundra?
I always pick Green Bay. I'll pick Green Bay.
You have a good quarterback there, too.
And he's on my fantasy team, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, good quarterback. But Dan Marino, I think he's got the hot hand, and I think that's going to continue into this week. I like Miami.
Miami.
Bart, you're not going to pick the Packers?
Uh-uh.
How come?
Because they're not what they used to be.
Rudy.
Bart's got the best reasoning, I'll tell you that. Okay, I'm going with Green Bay at home. This is the year that they make the playoffs and go pretty far.
And Steve?
I like what Rudy said. I thought Green Bay really looks good. I think they could be one of the few teams to contend with the Cowboys and the 49ers. But in this game, I'm going to go with Miami. I think they really look strong. I think, as a matter of fact, Dan Marino might be able to start negotiating his Disney World ad right now.
here are the two best teams this weekend. This is the best game of the weekend. San Francisco at Kansas City. Joe Montana against his old team. But even though I think San Francisco is a better team, I think that, you know, Joe Montana always wins the big games. He's kind of my hero. I will go with Joe Montana. And the Chiefs.
I think this is at Kansas City, right?
Mm-hmm.
This game is. And I think the excitement surrounding that is going to get Kansas City pumped up for this game. And you got two teams pretty evenly matched here. You got to go with Kansas City because they're at home.
Bart?
Kansas City because it's a fact that Joe Montana works better under pressure.
God, do I love that kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
God, he is my kid, isn't he? Rudy.
I tell you, Bart's been practicing. I mean, really, did he go to school today?
Yes, you went to school today.
Okay.
You did, didn't you, Bart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. I took you.
I hope.
Okay, well,
I sure hope so.
I tell you what, I'm going to echo.
Rudy, really, listen, this. Very important. Don't ever step on the host's son when he's giving a line. What was that, Bart?
Nothing.
No, nothing. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Rudy. My mistake.
Okay, thanks. So I'm going to go with Bart's words there. I like Kansas City at home. This is do or die for the AFC already in the second week of the season. They show they have any team capable of competing in the Super Bowl, and this is it.
And Steve?
Well, last week I was in New Orleans for the Chiefs game. Carl Peterson's one of my best friends. And I had a chance to eat breakfast with a team, and I was in the locker room with a team. You look around, you talk about Joe Montana, he's doing great. Marcus Allen looked like he was back at USC contending for the Heisman Trophy. But I'll tell you, there's just some intangible, I can't put my finger on it yet, that's missing with the Chiefs. I'm going to go with the 49ers on this one.
Oh, out on a limb. Next game, Cincinnati at San Diego. San Diego looked incredible last week. I don't know if it was that Denver looked bad or San Diego was good. I will go with Stosh, Humphreys, and the Chargers.
I, too, like Stosh as much as we've had fun with Stosh in the past. I think I'm going to go with San Diego in this one at home.
Bart?
I think I'm going to have to pick the upset.
Yes?
I'll pick the other team.
Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? Cincinnati sucks.
So?
Okay, Rudy.
Mark Rippon is on it.
No, he's on Cleveland.
Oh, then, no.
Or then you'll say San Diego?
Yeah.
Okay, Rudy.
Okay, this is one of the easiest games of the day. San Diego, big.
And Steve.
I agree with Rudy on this one. This is looks like the kind of a matchup that only the Marquis de Sade could like. Totally one-sided. I think it's going to be the Chargers.
Hey, can I tell you something very, very exciting here, picking the games with Steve Sable, who I'm used to seeing on the TV with this NFL show.
Round of applause for Steve Sable.
Yeah. Okay.
He came to play today. He's got his game face on.
Right. And I would say that Steve has given up some of his lines he normally uses for his shows right on Dynamite.
Well, Rudy, I didn't think you watched any of our shows.
Here's the next game, Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Pittsburgh coming off that shellacking by the Dallas Cowboys. I'll go with Cleveland. I'll take Raymond Burr's favorite team, the Browns.
I'm going to go with Cleveland also. Here's the situation. I think Vinny Testaverde is going to have problems in the first quarter. They're going to make the move to Mark Rippon. He's going to come into the second quarter and lead the Browns to victory.
Always a dreamer.
I know.
Bart.
I'll have to take the Browns.
Yeah. Okay, Rudy.
Defense line is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Rudy.
Well, we're a little bit too down on the Steelers already because they played the Cowboys. But, you know, the Browns are at home. They got to stay, and so I'm going to stay with the Browns.
Steve.
Well, last summer I played golf with Mike Giddings, who's a very respected scout around the NFL, and he rates all the players for the Plan B and the free agency. And he told me the two most underrated quarterbacks in the game were Jeff Hostetler and Neil O'Donnell. And I think when you combine O'Donnell with that Steelers defense, makes the Steelers, to me, a strong, strong contender for the AFC Championship. So I'm going to go with the Steelers here.
That almost makes me want to change my vote.
Excuse me, Don.
Yes, Mike?
And that's what I have my hand up for. I like Mr. Sable's commentary there. I would like to change to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I know we're able to do that with the rules.
Of course we can.
The rule structure is the same as
you can change your mind anytime you want.
I have been swayed by Steve Sable. I will
too.
Pittsburgh Bart will too. Well, then I'll be the only one to pick Cleveland.
I got Cleveland.
Oh, Rudy took Cleveland?
Yeah.
I'll take Pittsburgh then also. It's a clean three. Rudy's out. out there by himself. Loyalty to Mark Rippon is one thing. Hey, I don't switch. Here's the next game, Denver at the New York Jets. We'll find out this week if the Jets are good or if Buffalo was bad last week. I will take the New York Jets.
I'm going to go with the Jets also. There's something very special about that team this year. I'm not sure what it was, but I think they're going to do it. They're pretty.
I think the Denver Broncos are going to be good.
Okay, Rudy, who do you like?
I'm going with the Jets. Denver has no defense.
And Steve?
I like Denver.
Okay, next game. Houston at Dallas. This is a no-brainer. Does everybody take Dallas?
Yeah.
There you go. That's unanimous.
All right, here's the next game. Seattle at the L.A. Raiders. Ooh, now, Seattle looked good last week, but they were playing the Redskins, and the Redskins are not good this week. The Raiders did not look good last week, but they were playing the 49ers, who are good. So how do you pick here? I'll take the Los Angeles Raiders at home. I like Seattle in this game. Bart?
I'll have to take Seattle.
Any reason?
Because they beat the Redskins.
Rudy?
I'm going with the Raiders.
And Steve?
I agree with Rudy. I go with the Raiders.
Next game, Washington Redskins at New Orleans Saints. Now, this is where I have to decide if I really want to kick your guys' butts this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do I pick with my heart because I'm a Redskins fan and probably lose, or do I take the New Orleans Saints?
What do you do?
The question is, do I bleed burgundy and gold? If it is a crime to be a Redskins fan,
Yes. Then
put me in Steve Sable's electric chair. I'll take the Washington Redskins.
A problem I've never had. No attack of conscience here. Go with the Saints. So I'm taking the Saints.
Yeah, Bart like his Uncle Mike. Saints. Rudy!
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints. The Redskins have probably maybe 3 victories this year.
And Steve?
I like the Saints, too, although they weren't that impressive last week. I like them. I like North Turner as a coach, but there's a lot of work to be done there yet.
Actually, Dad?
Yes, buddy.
I like the Saints.
I thought you'd pick the Saints.
I did.
Oh, okay. You just like them. Okay, two more games. The Sunday night game, New York Giants at Arizona. I guarantee you that the Cardinals will eat up the Giants, and the Giants will come out in Buddy Ryan's stool. I am taking the Arizona Cardinals.
You are so wrong on this one. Good coaching always beats bad coaching, and I think you've got to go with the Giants. And they got they made the right choice with their quarterback, Dave Brown. I think he's going to do a good job against Arizona. And Arizona,
Chump,
you have picked Arizona this year, and it is a mistake. They're not going to be what you expect they're going to be, and it's going to get proven this Sunday night.
We'll see, my pretty. Bart, who do you like?
Oh, I think the Giants are going to step on the Cardinals.
Ooh, Rudy.
I'm going to go with, if Buddy Ryan's ever going to win one game, this has got to be it. I mean, he's at home. There's a lot of pressure. I'm going to go with Buddy because I hate the Giants anyway.
Yeah, me too. Steve?
I'm going to go with the Cardinals on this one, too. I see a real low-scoring, earthbound kind of a game with the Cardinals winning on the strength of the defense.
And then the last game of the week, the Monday night game, Chicago Bears at the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll pick the Bears.
This is a tough one. I'm going to go with the Bears also.
I'm going to go out on a limb, see how the Eagles do.
Okay, Rudy?
Okay, this is one I've been tussling with all the time. I mean, Eagles didn't look good the first week. The Bears looked pretty good, but they were playing Tampa Bay. I'm going to home team Eagles. The Eagles with their fans there Monday night.
And Steve?
Well, I'm here in Philadelphia, and this has been a real executioner's song here this week for the Eagles, but I'm not sure we should pass out the blindfolds and cigarettes yet, Richie Kotite, but I think the Bears are going to win it.
Man, Steve, you like that death penalty, don't you?
Yeah. in that mode right now when you brought up my electric chair.
Hey, Bart, did you hang up?
Lethal injections.
Well, that's it. My son's already bailed. We got to go. Steve, thank you. Oh, you're not. Oh, you're still there. Steve, thank you for your time. Hey, give us one more plug for your show on Turner this next week.
It's going to be on Tuesday night. 8 o'clock, 8 to 10, September 13th, and as I said, it's appropriate that it should be on Turner because this is
the one
to win the football movies, and it's, to me, it's our whole company's 30-year history has been unfolding toward this program.
Well, it was a pleasure having you on. We do appreciate it, Steve.
Talk to you, and good to talk to you, Rudy.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Bart, anything you'd like to plug?
Okay,
school again Monday? Will that be your next appearance? Back in the fourth grade Monday morning? And Rudy, I know that your next appearance will be in my hot tub tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we'll see you in the mouth then.
All right.
Hey, well, Bart, what are you doing? Hey, Bart? Come on now, you've been a very grown-up boy for this whole thing.
Yeah.
What, are you going to lose it here in the last 2 seconds?
Uh-huh.
All right, you be a good boy, okay?
Okay.
I love you. Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay.
And Rudy, I'll see you later, too.
Okay, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
There you go. There's the expert picks. I feel bad for all you guys.
You're going to lose.
That was a good first week.
You're going to lose.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No more for me, guys. I'm driving.
KPLY, Sparks, Reno.
First, how about a call to the 1-900-ADULT-BABY-WORLD hotline, huh? Seems like it's been, oh, I don't know, maybe 24 hours since we called. And you never know who's going to be on the other end of the line. Boy, we always manage to get right through, though. It's never a problem.
For people who like to get off.
Hi, 1-900-ADULT-BABY-WORLD hotline.
Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Warner. Can I help you? I'm here to get you off.
Is this the Baby World hotline?
Yes, this is the 1-900-ADULT-BABY-WORLD hotline. This is Warner. Is there any way that I can help you? I'm here to talk about what you like, what you like to do. Do you like to get off? Do you like to go to the bathroom? Diapers, senior 90s, Mr. Volcano, what do you like to do?
This is the Don and Mike radio show.
Oh, hi, Don.
Yes.
This is Warner Kemp. I was at the Kennedy Center doing an idiot's delight with Mr. Stacy Keach and Ms. Gillette Williams a short time back. Do you remember me?
Colonel Kling.
It's Colonel Kling. Hi. I'm working now for Charlie on the Adult Baby World Hotline.
How did you get this gig, Colonel Kling?
I'm doing this part-time between acting. You know, now I'm a struggling actor. I don't have a hit series. And I thought I would come down, and I saw the advertisement, and they said, "Would you like to talk to people," which I'm very good at, and now I get people off. I enjoy that. And the staff is sending me all sorts of notes. I'm throwing them away right now. Stop it, people. We're having a wonderful time on the Adult Baby World Hotline. Hi.
How many...
Hold on. I'm sorry. I have a call coming in.
All right. We got to take the
call. Hold on. Just a second.
Oh, Colonel Kling. Now, that is a real surprise.
Hi. Adult Baby World Hotline. I'm Werner. I'm here to get you off. Go to the bathroom. Go. Hi. Do you like doing that? Oh, yes. Oh, now, that's it. Relieve yourself. Relieve yourself. Ah. Oh, I thought you'd like it. Call back soon. Ask for one of goodbye. Hi.
Boy, that didn't take any time at all, did it?
No, very quick. I'm always very quick on the 1-900-ADULT-BABY-WORLD hotline. That's why people often ask for Werner. They want to see me because I have great skills at getting people off.
Now, are you dressed in your Nazi uniform now?
I don't have that. I'm not wearing it. I'm simply wearing a nice leisure suit. I've got a leisure suit, a little matching cabana suit, actually. Matching shorts and a matching top. It's wonderful. It's very comfy. Because I work up quite a sweat working the phones all day, asking people to go to the bathroom.
You know, we of course, are big fans of your show there, Hogan's Heroes.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. I appreciate you doing that.
And we get reports from people who watch it in different languages.
All over the world. Hogan Heroes, all over the world. General Volcano, Hogan, Adult Baby World, get off.
You know, it's even on in Germany.
In Germany, it's very popular. I should tell you, it's very popular over in Germany. People enjoy the show in Germany, in Greece, in Italy, everywhere. And you know something? I'm hoping that the Adult Baby World hotline can also go worldwide. It'll be wonderful for people that have the fetish of soiling their underwear.
Just one time before you have to get off, and I mean off the
phone. I have to get many people off. The lines are ringing, and lots of people are asking for me. Corona.
Could you do that thing where you say, "Send me to the Russian front"?
Send me, General Volcano, send me to the Russian front. Of course you're kidding, General Volcano. Hogan.
Beautiful. Always a pleasure talking to you, Colonel Kling.
I'm sorry we didn't have more time. I could have gotten you off. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. Well, you never know who will be next on the Adult Baby World Hotline. We'll be right back.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Radio God, Don and Mike. Willing to go that extra mile for our listeners. We got one way, you know. The Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, hi. Hey, you moms. Hey, you moms with the kids.
Oh, no.
Hey, you moms with the kids. The kids that want the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Halloween costumes. And you go to Toys R Us and they're sold out. And you go to the costume store and they're sold out. And you go to the shopping mall and they're sold out.
We got them for you, moms.
Hey, you moms, guess what? but we only got one to give away. We got a whole bunch. We have just one to give away today.
We're going to open up our store doors pretty soon.
You know what it's going to be like? Here's the analogy I was trying to think of. It's like, you know, the professional wrestlers when they get all the wrestlers in that big metal cage.
Yeah, brother.
And the last one left is the one that wears the belt as the champion.
Yeah, man.
That's exactly the theory we're using here. We're going to get the moms on the line. You can call right now. We'll get to this after Buzz. Our phone number, 1-800-636-1067. The mother that can go the longest and the loudest, the last mother that's left standing.
I want that costume, brother.
Will win the Power Rangers suit for her kid just in time for Halloween. Now, that mother will wear the belt. Call up right now. We'll get right to the screaming moms after this look at traffic with the man who is still wearing the garter proudly on his right bicep. Here is Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
The Pentagon.
Listen up. Here's more with that damn Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Paul Turner. You dirty, evil man. We're back on the air everywhere. Four-hour club. Making its return in the next hour. I want to make sure you're listening to a whole show every day, just like you promised us. And also, his honor, Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, picking the games with us in about a half hour from now. It'll be good to finally get him on the show. Look what I just stumbled upon.
Boy, that makes me think of her.
Diana, would you conference all these lines together for me, please?
Hi, Eileen.
Let me see. Hello, Kim. Hello, Kim.
Yes.
No, one at a time, please. Kim.
Yes.
Janie.
Yes.
Kathy.
Yes.
Kirsten, I'm sorry.
Kirsten.
Becky, and who am I leaving out?
Tina,
you fool. Ladies, you all have children?
Yes.
You all have children, and they've been bothering you for the Power Rangers Halloween costume, right? Oh, listen to this. Now I want you ladies to listen to this. It's not a gift certificate we have, because these are in such short supply. Diana, we actually have the actual costumes.
Right here in this building.
In lock and key.
Oh, what'd you go and say that for?
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers kids Halloween costumes, courtesy of Party City of Fairfax and Bailey's Crossroads. Party City, the Halloween costume headquarters. Now, ladies, we know that each of you loves your child, right?
Yes.
You would do anything for your child.
Yes.
Well, we'll find out now.
Yeah, just about. Now, see, you can disqualify that mom already.
No.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start you out with 1 minute, and we'll see if we have anybody who drops out after 1 minute. All we're going to do is open up the lines and let you ladies battle it out. I don't know what kind of fight you're going to have. I don't know if this is going to be something like on Dynasty where Linda Evans and what's her name, Joan Crawford? Joan Crawford.
Mommy, dearest. That's wishful thinking. Can you imagine if she was on that show?
Joan Collins and Linda Evans rolled around in a field of mud together and we're like getting a real cat fight.
Dynasty, fellows.
I don't know if this is going to be a verbal fight, if there's going to be any kind of accusations made about if someone's a good mother or not a good mother.
It's going to be a melee, Don.
Whose child deserves it. Well, listen, let me just open up the phones. Ladies, go ahead.
That's peaceful now with the music in the background.
We're going to let them go. Give them a couple of minutes and just see who's left after like 60 seconds, 120 seconds.
That's wonderful.
Jesus Christ, this is only six women.
Please, stop the monkeys. Take them, not me. I think we have any losers yet.
It does sound like their decibel level is going down. You know, I didn't know how to describe this to the ladies, but thank goodness they seem to know without me telling them exactly what we were looking for.
No coaching required.
God. picturing right now the hard... Oh, I heard someone really scream. Yeah. The hard-working guy who's been slaving behind a desk all day, sitting in one of those 22-mile backups that Jerry was just talking about, getting in his car and thinking about going home to his lovely wife and his family. Hey, guys, you think traffic's annoying? You know, it might be getting a little nastier. They've gone at it for 2 minutes.
This is not a tape we are playing.
These are six women from across America who are screaming for Power Rangers costumes for their kids. Ladies, ladies, please. Let's just stop and see if we can understand and analyze what they're saying. Woman, can you decipher this?
Not really. One was like wailing at one point, I think, where she was actually just making big sounds, not really saying anything.
Yeah, that's the one I was
saying. And one was saying, mine, 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 at one point. Look, I have kids, so I couldn't probably get that much emotion going.
Oh, I think you got this inside of you, Sharon. I do not detect any lessening in the energy here. Somebody really raving out there.
With the scream?
Yeah, the scream.
Hello, Power Rangers Hotline. May we help you? I hear one of them go, mine, 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 mine.
Yeah, she's smart. She's a... I like her.
I tell you what, right now she's my leader, the mine, 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 just because she figured out a way to stand out in the crowd.
Depending on their hearing this, they might be hip to that now. They're all going to be going mine.
Well, they're not hearing anything. What time are we going? 4 minutes and 17 seconds, Mike. You know, you would think we're giving away bars of gold here.
Well, in a mother's eyes, we are.
I want to go for another 30 seconds.
All right, we're going to have to do it individually.
I've got the microphones on now. Ladies!
Hold it.
You may have unleashed a force here. You can't stop.
Ladies!
Please. And ladies! Hello! Sherry, why don't you say?
Ladies.
You can't be louder than that.
Mom!
Sound effects that we can use?
Maybe you could call them one at a time. Kim.
Gone terribly wrong.
And we've lost control of them. We can't control the ship.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm not doing a goof here. I swear to God, I've got the microphones in the position where we can be heard, and these ladies will not stop.
You've created a monster. They are completely out of control.
Does anybody have a bucket of water? I hear the mine, 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 mine.
Ladies,
got the chainsaw. Hello? I don't know. They're still going. Yeah, I think they really listened up. They really understood that, you know, the last one standing is going to be the winner. Do you think they do that all the way through the commercial break?
I guarantee it.
All right, I tell you what. No one pick up these lines. Let the ladies battle it out. Oh, I heard a nasty there. Now I'm listening intently for it. If you're just getting in your car, we have six ladies. This is only six ladies making the sound.
That's right.
We have one Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Halloween costume. We told the ladies we're not exactly sure how we're going to give it away. We just wanted them to go, and the last one left standing would get the suit.
And so far as you can tell, they're all standing.
We're going to go to break.
Great group of mothers.
They are all FITs. Frida's in training. All right, nobody talk to them, okay? Leave them be.
Leave them be.
We'll go to commercials. We'll come right back, and we'll see who's standing after the commercials.
It might very well be all of them.
I bet we'll lose a couple during the commercial.
I hope so.
And I will do anything.
I heard that. I mean,
geez. We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Hi, this is Bob Vila. And today... Still going on.
The real reason Michael Eisner had a triple bypass. The Don and Mike Show. Michael Eisner had a triple bypass. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we're back.
Yeah, no lack of energy.
Great radio stations like these across America, 98.9 double F, WXXW, FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, 13 WERE, Cleveland, and our number one station, our hometown station, 106.7 WJFK FM, Washington. Well, I like to think that this has now really come full circle for me. Thought it would be funny to have these ladies battle it out.
Yeah, now there's no way to get them to stop.
Do you know that during the entire commercial break, which was 6 minutes long, they continued nonstop? At one point, I said to Diana, I'm sitting here, and I said, turn it off. I'm in the studio. We're playing the commercials. I said, turn it off. It's killing me. She says, the only way to turn it off is to put them on hold. At which point, they'll know the competition is over. So you know what we did? We sat here, Mike, Sherry, and myself with Diana and Robbie. Buzz, of course, in his cubicle over there.
Quiet.
Yeah, luckily. We turned the microphones on because that's the only way we could get the sound from the telephone speaker to mute is by turning the microphones on.
Otherwise, we would have had to sit here during the entire commercial break listening to this. Well, now we're going on a good 10 minutes now, right?
Oh, now, Mike, we are now to minute mark 17.
My God.
Now, we had a thought. I said to Diana during the break, listen, why don't we give all the ladies the Power Rangers costumes and make them all happy?
Well, we've only got three left. That is the God's honest truth. That is all we have here. I mean, this is really a high-demand item.
And these are in such short supply, we can't just go out and buy three more.
Right.
So now what we've got to do is we've got to put the ladies on hold... And we've got to tell them each individually that we've had enough of them. Ladies! Hello!
You know that whistle you do?
Hey, Riley! Riley!
All right. Put him on hold, Diana. Put him on hold. Put him on hold.
Oh, my God.
You got a son, Don. You got a
son. Now, can we check them all individually?
Isolate them.
And here?
They're all still going.
You're going to get that Power Ranger costume. My dog's going to get the Power Ranger costume. You hear me?
All right. Line two, shut up.
Okay.
All right, line three.
It was because he was a Green Ranger. So I think that we ought to have one.
No. Line five.
Hello.
Thank God you stopped. Hold on, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't get this costume for. I just don't know what I'm gonna do. I would get her this costume.
Let me tell you something.
I
think we got our winner right here. I think I heard this woman's voice cutting through all of the other voices.
What am I gonna do? When I promised my kid something, you gotta dumb through with it. And now I don't know what I'm gonna do. Please, I really need this costume. Come on, guys.
Good energy.
Are you there? Do you hear me? Hello?
All right, now how's it feel now to talk and have no one listen to you, huh? A question I have. Okay, Diana, conference them all back together, please.
Oh, my God.
That line six. Are we agreed? The last one,
yes? Yeah, the last. Yes, Don, fine.
And this one doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter at all.
Doesn't matter at all.
It really doesn't matter. Hello,
Kim.
Hello?
Okay, great. Hey, all of you, shut up for a second.
What?
Yeah. I want to tell you something.
Hello?
You ladies took a beautiful little idea that we had, and you made it into something that's going to give us nightmares for the rest of our lives.
Nightmares, you're not getting your kid a Power Ranger suit. There you go. You got that right.
All right, now calm down.
But you're so good.
Ladies.
What?
We've decided that there could only be one winner.
Oh.
And we've selected as the winner.
Oh.
Kathy from Waldorf.
Oh.
No.
Come on, you got the Power Ranger.
No fighting, please.
Now, ladies.
Got my costume, yes!
Oh, man.
Ladies, unfortunately, in any contest, you know, we have to have winners and there have to be losers. If there was any way around it, we would...
Listen, for all of the rest of you, let me give you a passage for you to take your kids to this place, Sportland America.
Okay.
Oh, thank God it worked.
I'm still going to accept
I'm not real happy with that either.
I'm trying to keep my children like a good sport.
Jesus.
Well, that's cool. But
well,
where is
my baby?
I don't
do it. It sounds like we have two that like that idea, too, that might not. So listen, all of the ladies get the day-long passes for all of their kids to go to Sportland America in Bowie and Gaithersburg, play all of the games. It's a big place with a bunch of arcade games, and you can also use the rock climbing wall.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, very, very good. And the one of you, Kathy,
yes.
You won a Power Rangers kids Halloween costume.
Oh, God, thank you guys so much.
Courtesy of Party City of Fairfax and Bailey's Crossroads, Party City, your Halloween costume headquarters. Now, all the rest of you there, Kim and Janie and Kathy and Kirsten and Becky and who am I forgetting?
Tina,
you were all just great. You were all like mothers who were protecting their young, and I wish I could give you all costumes, but we really don't have enough for everybody.
Just take solace in the fact that your children are very lucky to have wonderful mothers like you.
Hey, Don.
Yes, ma'am.
The person that got one for Bart, huh?
What?
This is one of the person that got one for Bart, huh?
You want to know the truth? Even my kid doesn't get one of these.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh,
you're joking, right?
No, I'm not joking.
No, that's sad.
So what's he going to be?
You're joking, aren't you, Don?
No, he is joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Come on. He's wearing the Power Rangers suit.
Bart wants to be Superman for Halloween this year.
But what if he wants to be a Power Ranger?
Well, if he wanted to be a Power Ranger, then we would have one less suit to give away on the air. But he doesn't, so we can share them all with you. Listen, Kathy, thank you, all of you ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on. Put him on hold right now.
Wow.
Stop the monkeys right now.
Help me.
Okay. Hey, we got two more suits to give away, two more costumes. We'll give them away next week.
Fire up the station shower.
Okay. Now, can you get 210? Everything on this show has a little theme song now.
Here's a chance to win a prize.
from Don and Mike, come again. Make it through the list of lines from
Okay, this is fun. All right, if you've never heard this before, I'll explain this to you very quickly. We will come up now with 10 lies, each more hideous and unbelievable than the previous. What you want to do, listening there at home, is get out a pencil and a piece of paper and write down the 10 lies in the exact order and verbiage that we give them to you. Then we let you call your mother or father, and you tell a tale. You weave your story. You tell them your 10 lies. If you make it through all 10 lies without any questioning by your parents, like, I don't believe you or you're telling me a lie, then you win. You win. And today the prize is $50 in cash because we're made of money around here.
And we're just throwing it out the window.
So listen, you got to get out a pencil and a piece of paper right now, and then you get said to call us, and we'll call your mother or your father and put you on the air with them. You tell them the 10 lies. Now, you've got to have your own unique lying style. You just can't call your mom and dad up and go, hey, mom and dad, this glorious three-way sex.
Yeah, you have to weave it together like a nice sweater.
Let's start with lie number one. And as I mentioned, the subjects today will be Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise.
All right.
Number one. Now, you have to tailor the line for wherever it is you're calling from. For instance, if you're in one of the major markets that we broadcast to, I'm talking about Miami, Denver, Cleveland, Washington, Sacramento, you'll be able to say, listen, I was downtown today and Burt Reynolds was in town.
Yeah, and you can tailor it. Why don't we make it a trendy seafood restaurant?
Okay. Now, you might have to work on a different kind of lie. For instance, if you live in Wilmington, North Carolina. But let's be honest, what the hell is Burt Reynolds going to be doing in Wilmington, North Carolina, or in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or in Burlington, Iowa? So we'll leave that part up to you, just however you meet Burt Reynolds. But it's got to be lie number one. I was walking down the street today. Mom, Dad, you'll never guess who I saw walking down the street. It was Burt Reynolds. That is lie number one. Simply walking down the street in your area, and I saw Burt Reynolds. You can put it in whatever location will work for you in your city there. Walking down the street. And we actually take the time to write down each of these lies, just like you do. Saw Burt Reynolds. Lie number two, please.
I walked up to him and asked him for his autograph. And that's when I noticed the smell.
His autograph. Noticed the smell. Number three. When he reached in his pocket to get his pen, a bottle of pills fell out. Reached in pocket for a pen. Pocket for a pen. Bottle of pills fell out. Okay. Number four, please. How could you think that I would not share this with you? This is the best part. This is, you know what this is like? This is like a man and a woman having sex and then giving birth to a baby. This would be like I would be artificially inseminating this bit if I did not involve you in this, Mike. Of course. Please, put your stamp, put your meaty thumbprints on this.
He invited me to a trendy seafood restaurant where Dom DeLuise was supposedly waiting for him.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say maybe we should have Dom DeLuise on number five, but we're already getting very close to that three-way set.
And the reason I wanted a seafood restaurant is that I think that we can maybe get through all this involving seafood in some way.
Number five, let me see. I was walking down the street, I saw Burt Reynolds. I asked for his autograph, I noticed the smell. He reached in his bottle for a pen, and a bottle of pills fell out. He invited me to a trendy seafood restaurant, said Dom DeLuise was there. Was there. Number five. We got to the restaurant. Dom DeLuise was drunk. Got to the restaurant. Dom DeLuise was drunk. Lie number six, please.
He was... Dom was playing with his food and had shrimp tails on all of his fingers.
Like someone I know. Someone that's sitting in this room right now. Someone who also likes putting peas up his nose and then spitting them out for everybody. Okay, he had what? The shrimp tails?
Don had shrimp tails on all of his fingers. He was playing with his food.
Okay.
It's a good look.
Now, we got to get to the sex. Number seven. After a glorious lunch, Bert suggested we go back to their hotel suite for an after-dinner or after-lunch drink. as Bert suggested, we go back to the hotel to their suite for a drink. And then it's always the same after this. Number 8, please.
As soon as we got into the hotel suite, Dom DeLuise undressed Bert and took his own clothes off.
Okay. As soon as we got to the suite, Dom undressed Bert and took his own clothes off. Okay, number 9.
They suggested we take a hot tub together.
Okay. I could add more liquor here. And you can if you want. Like, you can say that they had some champagne or something. But sure. Basically, number 9, they invited, they said, let's do a sauna. Let's do the hot tub together.
So we haven't done a sauna in a long time.
All right. Let's make a sauna together. Which means, of course, that the third party would have to be nude. And yes, this works with guys as well as with gals. As a matter of fact, this will work better with some guy having to call his father. Call his father this. And then, number 10.
Sauna.
And number 10.
As soon as we got into the sauna,
we had
glorious
three-way
sex.
You gotta say it exactly like that. Those exact words. Glorious three-way sex. Okay, I hope you have all the lines. If not, we'll recap them for you now.
Here's a chance to win a guy from Don and Mike's hometown.
That's right.
Make it true, there is a guy from
And here are the lines in order. Line number 1. Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I was walking down the street today in Cleveland, wherever I live. I saw Burt Reynolds. Line number 2. I asked for his autograph, and I noticed the smell. Number 3. As he reached in his pocket for a pen, a bottle of pills fell out.
All right.
Number 4. He invited me to this trendy seafood restaurant because he said Dom DeLuise was going to be there. Number 5. When I arrived at the trendy seafood restaurant, Dom DeLuise was there, and he was very drunk. Number 6. This one especially for Mike. Dom was playing with his food, and he had shrimp tails on all of his fingers. Number 7. They suggested we go back to their hotel suite for just one more drink. Number 8. When I arrived in the suite, Dom DeLuise undressed Burt Reynolds and then took his own clothes off.
That's my favorite part right there.
Number 9. Then they said, listen, let's do a sauna together. And then when we were in the sauna, one thing led to another, and we ended up having glorious three-way sex.
They always end the same, but I don't care. They're always good.
So listen, now, you got all those lies in order? I hope you do. Here's our toll-free phone number, 1-800-636-1067.
Look at this. People's already on hold.
Oh, good. Waiting to play the game. Then we called your mom, we called your dad, and this works with guys or gals. And if you can get through all 10 without your mom or dad saying you're full of it or I don't believe you, we'll give you $50. We'll be right back, so call us now.
Radio Guy. Don and Mike.
Hey, Chris, we're back on great radio stations across America like these. This is almost the telephone music.
Gary, welcome back to hour number 18.
Yeah. Stations like KEYQ. Fresno, California, WARK, Hagerstown, Maryland, and WERE, Cleveland. All right, let's do it. Let's get right to the calls. Or can you get the time?
Here's a chance to win a prize from Don and Mike.
Can you get the 10 right here and right now? We'll try to work in some of your phone calls in this hour also. On a phone scan. Buzz Burbank Esquire will have news for us before we leave. One final item I wanted to mention to you. If you are a fan of the Pick the Pros Until They Stab and Bleed, you know that little feature we do every Friday where we pick the pro games?
Oh, we pick them. We pick them a lot.
You bet. Tomorrow we will be joined by former Atlanta Falcons head coach Jerry Glanville.
If he's anything like he is on the big TV, he'll be a lot of fun tomorrow.
That'll be tomorrow. Now let's get right to Can You Get to 10? Here are the 10 lines. So let me get a contestant on and we'll start. Do you want a guy or a gal first?
It don't matter to me none.
Okay, how about, let's try, just to build the excitement, we'll try it with a girl first.
Yeah, I think that's a fine idea.
And then we'll move on to the guys. Hello, is this Robin?
Yes, it is.
Robin from Massachusetts?
Uh-huh.
Thank you for listening to our show up there. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, Robin, here are your 10 lies, and I'll repeat these for everybody else that's on hold, so you make sure you have them correct.
Okay.
Line number 1, I was walking down the street, and I saw Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, I asked for his autograph, and I noticed the smell. Number 3, he reached in his pocket for a pencil. and a bottle of pills fell out. Number four, he invited me to a trendy seafood restaurant and said that Dom DeLuise was there. Number five, when I got to the restaurant, he was right. Dom DeLuise was there, but he was very drunk. Number six, Dom was playing with his food and had shrimp tails on his fingers. Number seven, he suggested we go back to their suite for one more drink. Number eight, when we got to the suite, Dom DeLuise undressed Burt Reynolds and then took his own clothes off. Number nine, they said, hey, let's do a sauna together. And then number ten, one thing led to another, and we had glorious three-way sex. Now, we don't care how you weave these tales. You can put them into your own words. But please make sure, the last one, Robin, you had glorious three-way sex. You got to include that.
Okay, I don't think I'll have a problem taking that.
And if your mom, and, oh, I'd like to hear that.
Oh.
If your mom or if your dad buys this, you win $50.
Cool.
Now we're calling your mom. Where does she live in Massachusetts?
Okay, my mom lives in a town called Holland, Massachusetts.
Okay.
But if she's not there, I know one other number where she might be. So if she's not home, could you try the other one?
Sure. Hold on just a second.
Let me I'd like to point out also on this game, we have gotten some of the finest parents you will ever hear on the radio.
Kids, don't get that number yet. Let me try this one first.
Okay. Mackerel.
Oh, yeah, we got some mileage out of that day, too. Okay, Robin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I'm going to turn our microphones into the mute position. Good luck. You're on your own.
Okay.
Now, she can't hear us. And her mother can't hear us.
Hi, you're listening to your call right now. Please
All right. Hold on. Hey, Violet? I'm sorry, Robin? Oh, she can hear me. Hey, Robin?
Yeah?
Listen, I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
Give that number to Charles or Don.
Okay.
And we'll come right back to you.
All right.
I promise. All right, it's going to have to be a guy first.
Okay,
well, you twisted arm. Let's go to Mobile, Alabama.
Hey.
Hey, this is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great. Thanks for listening, Ken. You've got the list of wives?
Oh, yeah.
And you think you're up to the task?
I'm up for it.
You want to? Are we going to be calling your mom or your dad here?
Mom.
Your mom. Oh, I got it right here. The lovely Jackie. Hold on, let me dial her number up. Hold on a second.
All right.
Here we go.
Ken needs the lie. And that's the key. You got to string all these lies together to make them sound like a legitimate story.
Now, they can't say he was at the zoo.
That's right. As we found out, thank you, Buzz.
And a little paranoid about Mobile.
Okay, Ken?
Yeah.
You're on your own, my friend.
Sorry, man.
That was very Elvis-like.
Yeah,
fine, man. I'll be up in a minute, babe. Where's the kid?
Hi.
Hey, Mom. How you doing?
Good,
sir. It's Kenny.
Always a good sign.
Oh.
I was, look.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm busy. I'm going to have supper, and I've had a hard day, busy day.
I've had a hard day. I'm real beat and sore. Look, are you sitting down? I've had a real hard day. I'd like to talk to you about something.
About what? Now what?
Are you sitting down? I've had a lot of things going on.
What is it now? What?
Well, you're not going to believe what happened to me. I was downtown today, and you'll never guess who I saw.
No.
I saw Burt Reynolds.
Who?
I saw Burt Reynolds today. No lie.
Sure you did. Yeah.
Well, she didn't believe me already.
I'm telling you the truth. Why wouldn't you believe me? I saw Burt Reynolds today, and I went on up to him, and I asked him for his autograph, and...
He's having a tough time already.
You're not going to believe, but...
He should stop saying you're not going to believe. Yeah.
I noticed this awful smell about Bert. He just...
Oh, I forgot my
wig. And I didn't make much of it at that point.
I owe him two games.
Hold on, here you go. Anyway, I'm sorry I got off on a tangent.
He was here in the city? He was here?
What? Yeah, he was here in the city, downtown. I was asking for his autograph, I noticed that he smelled like crap. I mean, he smelled real, real bad.
He's still on number two.
Look, I'm homeless?
Look, no, he's not homeless. Look, anyway, as I'm asking for his autograph, he reaches in his pocket for a pen, okay? Guess what? A bottle of pills falls out of his hand, out of his pocket.
Three.
Do you believe that?
Stop saying that. That's a bad
move. I freak out.
Well, I don't know. Remember all the tabloids that they had about it?
I don't know. Right. Now he's got her.
I thought all that was in the
jail. You know, he pulled out a bottle of pills out of his pocket, you know, when he was reaching for pen. So, you know, I don't know. But, look, that's only half the story.
Ken is laboring with these lies.
He and I got to talking, and he told me that he was in town, and Dom DeLuise was in town. Dom DeLuise was in town. No lie. Okay? And they were supposed to be meeting for lunch over at the marina. You know that seafood restaurant on Bellbrook?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. They wanted to go over there.
Best seafood in town.
Number four.
Best seafood in town.
Best seafood in town.
And Bert had asked me to go over there. Dom was supposedly waiting there.
Oh, yeah.
So we got into Bert's limo, and we drove across
the river. Oh, so then he's not homeless.
No, he's not homeless. I guess he doesn't use deodorant, Mom. I don't know.
At any rate,
we got to the restaurant. Dom DeLuise was just totally drunk off his butt.
Five.
And cutting up and laughing and carrying on. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, then he's right up your alley. I mean, why didn't you call me earlier? Did you call
me? I've had a hard day, Mom. This is just a little bit of what's happened to me today. I mean, it gets real crazy here. Are you sitting down?
No, I'm drunk.
No, I think...
standing. I mean, you know, what do you think?
Okay, fine. Okay, we got to the restaurant. We're there in the restaurant, and I told you Dom is drunk and everything. And Dom, he's playing with his food. He has shrimp tails on all of his fingers. He's that trash.
Number six.
Okay? So we have lunch.
I guess you would have to be trash to do that, wouldn't you?
Bert smells like crap.
Mike. No, not all of it.
You know, it's a cool lunch.
Three-ring circus, huh?
Yeah. Hey,
Deacon. Yeah, I've done sober as a judge.
Well, look, after lunch, Bert suggested...
After lunch, Bert suggested
that we go up to his hotel suite off Lips.
Number seven.
You know, I didn't see any problems with that, so we went on ahead and did that. And we got into Bert's limo, and myself and Bert and Dom... went over to Bert's suite.
I think this is a new record for 10%.
Yeah, it's taking a long time.
Are you sitting there, Mom? I mean,
but I want to know why is there a new deal? Was they making a picture or something? I didn't read anything about that.
I don't know, Mom.
They're making a picture.
Look, anyway,
I love the way they talk in Mobile.
Are you sitting down? I mean, some
moving picture.
I'm very
picture show.
You know,
at the theater.
All right, well. We got
to the
hotel suite.
To listen to you?
We got to the hotel suite.
Is she already not believing him, or is she just blowing him off because she's bored?
And Don started undressing Bert.
Oh.
And then he took his clothes off.
Number eight.
Hello?
Dom DeLuise took Bert Reynolds' clothes off, and then Dom DeLuise got butt naked. They were both butt naked. And as soon as they did that, Dom suggested that we all three take a sauna bath together.
Number nine.
Which you didn't.
Well, I had a couple of drinks at lunch, Mom, and,
you didn't.
And she called me
right. Yes, I did. I did, and we all three got into the tub, and as soon as we did, we had glorious three-way sex, Mom. Hello?
I'm your mother. Why are you discussing this with me?
I thought I could trust you.
I'll be right over.
I think you don't believe me.
We had what hope that I raised you better than this.
I was with Bert Reynolds and Dom, you know? You know, what can I say?
She's taking it pretty cool, though. They got three-way sex.
Yeah,
with two guys.
I'm so glad I haven't yet eaten
my supper. I'm suspicious of her.
That's what I think of her.
No, I believe him, sorry.
We'll
just leave him there. We'll test your theory, Mike.
Have a good long talk with you.
We'll leave him hanging for a while.
No, I...
Tell me this. Why were those two in town?
I have no idea.
You don't hear about the sex. She just wants to know why they were there.
They're making a picture. I haven't read anything about that.
Well, I don't know.
Were they just passing through?
No, Mom.
I know Bert lives in Florida, doesn't he?
I doubt that very seriously. I don't know. I've had a rough day, and...
Well, why did you get there? Did you get his address or whatever?
I know you don't believe me about this sex thing, but it's true, Mom.
She's not fazed
at all.
Why
don't you sit there and send him some deodorant?
Oh, she did say, I don't want to hear this. Why are you telling me these things? Yeah.
And she said, I'm so glad I haven't eaten my supper yet.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me this?
I'm sorry, we must declare this guy a winner.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. He did it.
Going on?
Hold on, Mom. Settle down, my bud. Hello, Jack A. Hello, Jackie.
My mom's name is Jackie.
I like calling her Jack A because I love the television performer Jack A.
Okay, we'll go for it.
Hello, Jack A.
Yes.
My name is Don. This is my friend Mike. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
Hey, we're doing a radio show now.
Are you? Where?
Yeah. Well, right.
What about this?
We're right on the air there in Mobile.
You're kidding.
And I got news for you that Bert's not making a picture there.
I'm sure Ronnie's laughing his butt off right now.
And your son did not have glorious three-way sex with Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise.
I raised him better than that.
He's playing a little game we call Can You Get to 10? You know, can I tell you that? Oh, and he's won $50, incidentally, because he was able to lead you through those lies. But, Jack A., I must ask you, you seemed more upset about the fact that Burt Reynolds smelled and that he might have been making a picture than you did that your son had three-way sex with Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds. Yeah. Can I ask the reason for that?
I like Burt Reynolds. I wouldn't want to think that he needed deodorant and cleaning up his horn. That's all.
Did you believe when he said he had the three-way sex?
Not really. No, but I mean, he's up in age and
I'm up in age. 28.
You're up in age. You know, I'm not, but you are.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, listen, Mike, I know that you think this was a setup, but I say to you, this is Alabama.
I think you might be right about that.
I say that you're used to our northern callers, and I say that this, we speak into a different world here.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't call it Darwin's waiting room for nothing. Yes, congratulations, Ken. Enjoy your money.
And appreciate it.
Hey, and Jack A, for you, we have some delightful flowers through the courtesy of 800 Flowers. Just call their name, 1-800-FLOWERS. And, Ken, thank you for listening.
Hey, thanks.
All right, you're very welcome.
Interesting.
Hold on. Yeah, see, that's simply Alabama, Mike.
Yeah.
Simply Alabama. She seemed to take it in stride.
Pardon my quiet reaction here. I'm in a state of shock. They were strange eggs, both of them.
I believe it, though. All right, let's threaten. Now, do you want to go back to the lady in Massachusetts?
All right.
We have time for one more, or do you want another guy?
Well, I think we should give Robin a fair chance.
All right, let's see. Hello, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, Robin, we've got the new number for your mom.
Okay.
Violet is her name.
Right.
Robin, Massachusetts. Hold on a second. Let me dial her up here. Okay, all right.
Now, I think we all know that Massachusetts is a bit more civilized than Alabama. Now, we'll see if we get the kind of reaction we expect. Let's see what happens. Let's do.
Oops,
like a little sociology lab we have going here. I'm in shock. I don't know why after that call. I got my mind just creating a bunch of different scenarios here. What the heck was going on?
Here we go, Robin.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Microphone's turned off. Dinger ready. Calling Violet. I never hear your call right now. Please leave your name. Oh, hold on. You know what I did?
You dialed the wrong number.
I know. I'm stupid. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I dialed the same number as before. Hold on. Here it is.
Perhaps it'll be more horrifying for a mother or father to know their daughter was with Bert and Dom.
Maybe. I think it would be pretty... Oops, hold on. Pretty horrifying no matter what. Here you go.
But then again, welcome to Alabama.
Hello.
Oh,
Dan.
Hold on.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I'm together now.
We got him?
Hello?
Hey, Robin?
Robin? No, this is her mom. Are you looking for Robin?
Oh, God.
Now, what happened?
Oh. I had to hang up. Here's what happened. What happened was I tried to conference the lines together, and I put the mom on with the guy from Mobile, and the guy from Mobile said hello, and then when I went to put the phone back on hold, I thought it was Robin, and it was her mother.
And Robin got disconnected, right?
Yes, Robin is disconnected.
Robin is toast.
Okay, we'll try one more.
All right.
Okay, let's go to Baltimore. Let's try, who's this, Greg?
Yes, it is.
Hey, tell that lady Robin, let's get a hold of her and give her $50. She was a good sport for hanging on the line. Greg?
Yes.
Hi, Greg. Okay, you're the last chance here.
Okay.
Greg in Baltimore, we're going to be calling your mom, right? Her name is Kim?
Yep.
And does she live in Baltimore?
No. Well, yeah, she lives in Columbia.
Okay.
She's at work right now.
You got all the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on, Greg. Here we go. All right.
We get another one with the glorious three-way sex. Greg, Dom, and Bert.
All right, line three. Here we go. Greg, good luck.
Thanks.
All right.
Microphone's turned off. We're safe.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Yes?
Hey, it's me.
How are you?
A little nervous.
Why?
I got to talk to you about something, and we had to talk about it a couple of years ago when I was living with Tom, but we didn't think anything of it.
Uh-oh. Wow. Real enlightenment here.
Yeah?
Never guess who I saw up in the harbor.
Who did you see up in the harbor?
I was walking around the Inner Harbor, and I saw Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah. I saw Burt Reynolds.
Wow.
And I walked right up to him on social media and said that I had seen him. And I asked him if I could get his autograph. And there was like this smell. I wasn't too sure what it was, but it was some kind of smell, but I didn't say anything. It could have been his breath, but it didn't smell.
What kind of smell?
I don't know. It was just... I didn't really think much of it. And he reached into his pocket.
Figured out what my problem was.
What?
My mom sounds like they're about 18.
Yeah, she sounds very young.
Second mom in a row sounds 18 years old.
Yeah?
And this bottle of pills fell out of his pocket. And he scooped it up real quick.
Yeah, here, she's 48.
They were aspirin or something, but it wasn't in an aspirin bottle. I mean, it was in, like, one of those canned medicine bottles.
So easy to tell when we get smokers.
So, he signed it, and he looked a little embarrassed, and he asked me if I wanted to go to Phillips for some crab cakes. So I said, sure. You know, I could not believe that he was asking me to lunch. And then, you know who my biggest idol is? It's Dom DeLuise, and he was going to be there waiting for us at lunch.
Dom DeLuise?
Yes.
Do you think this guy's gay?
Oh, my God. And so we get to the bar. Dom is
so...
Doesn't mom sound... Mom sounds so...
1 o'clock in the afternoon? And Dom is wasted. You remember in Good Morning Vietnam when Robin Williams was so drunk that he was playing with little shrimp heads on the tips of his fingers?
Yeah.
Dom was playing with shrimp tails on the ends of his fingers.
Five and six. Hold on, that was number five. Number six?
He was being so crazy. And so we had some lunch, and they asked me if I wanted to swing across the street to the Harbor Court and, just hang out there, grab a drink or something, and just talk for a while because I told him I was interested in acting and whatnot. And so we went.
Tell me, actually, you think this guy is gay because he mentioned that the story with this guy Tom.
It's
an interesting twist to the story.
He did say they didn't think anything of it.
I could not believe it. I mean, it was just, it was so intense. So we go over there to have a drink, and as soon as we get there, we go up in the hotel room, and Bert just stands there. And he snaps his finger, and Dom runs over to him and starts taking his clothes off.
Number eight.
What's going on? Dom takes Bert's clothes off and his clothes off and says, come on, let's go hit the sauna.
Number nine.
And I'm sorry, I'm kind of tanked at the moment. And so I said, what's that? So we all ran into the sauna, and we're butt naked, and we were, you know, kind of just hanging out there. And, tell me that you love me, Mom. Help Mom, please.
Oh, of course I love you. You're my son, but...
Help Mom. When we were in the sauna, it's kind of steamy, and they kept pouring water on there, and it was pretty hot, and,
Well, she does sound young. Saying, you're my mother, and your son.
We had... glorious three-way sex. I mean, I told you when I was living with Tom and he was gay, I wasn't gay, and I didn't, you know, I didn't think I had any gay intentions in me, but...
You are now?
Well, I don't think I'm gay. It's just that it was...
What a wacky twist this is taking.
And Dom DeLuise, and... I couldn't say no.
That's just gross. But how could you do that?
I was...
48-year-old woman saying, what's this gross?
I mean, I
let's break in. Don't give her the Inquisition.
I
didn't think that I thought the people in Alabama were on the level. This one might be with you.
But other things could.
No, she sounds like a mom
well,
here, though. The best way to find out is just to leave him hanging like this.
Oh, of course I still love you. But
I just
don't understand.
I'm with you there.
That if anything happened, I could always come to you and talk to you. And this is me coming to you and talking to you. I don't...
What do you think, Buzz? What's your take on this?
Well, I agree with Mike that she sounds awfully young, and she did use the word gross, but that has become part of the vocabulary.
You're right about that.
I don't know.
Well, I hope it wouldn't happen again.
Well, would there be something wrong if I did?
Let's bring another party in. Where's Diana?
Yeah, Diana's good at this.
Yeah, Diana, what do you think?
This guy is young. He'd have a young mother.
What would be so wrong?
What do you think, Dee?
I'm really skeptical.
Why?
He sounds too young, and it took him too long to get to the final thing. I mean, usually it's a call, and you just really want to get it over. You're just going to spit it out and say, we had glorious for the way back. I mean, it took him forever to get to it.
We've done this so many times, and we get that genuine parental reaction.
Sorry, I guess I'll have to come home and talk to you sometime. Or
see, come home to Mom, you know. Just,
it's my cliche.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Am I the only one left on this show that still believes in people?
Her reaction was way too dramatic. It was like, and nobody ever really reacts that way. They're just kind of in shock.
I'm very depressed. I feel like doubting Michael today. They do have a history on this account.
You're going to talk to me about it later.
Although I'll say this. I wouldn't put it past one of our listeners to say, listen, the angle we're going to take is I'm going to be a guy who might have been gay at one point.
Well, I talked to you about it like what you did.
I'm going to call my girlfriend up, and you're going to pretend that you're my mother. Because Don and Mike have never heard anything on the show when they do this from a guy who might be gay.
Go ahead.
It's always a straight guy who has sex. See, I can doubt.
Good for you.
I'm
a prisoner of my doubting. You know, I'm still back in Alabama thinking there's another girlfriend down there.
Oh, no, that one was on the level.
I never believe it.
Telling me that what I did was sick and what I did was gross, and I know, I'm sorry, it was with Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds, but it happened and it's over with. And then you start giving me lip about how you don't want me this and you don't want me to be gay, and
see, this guy does sound gay to me, though.
He wants you to be gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
The guy's not the problem here. The mother that sounds 14.
Bad performance. Plus, he said he's a drama, and I bet she's his drama pal or something.
You're coming around, Sherry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Within an hour.
All right, I might call you back. I might not. I got to sit down and sort this thing out, okay?
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Let him hang up.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
Can you guys pick up now? Now that told my mother I was gay?
We could do it by calling his mom.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Somebody say,
hold on.
Hey, that was a great story. You did a great job.
Right, hold on. Here we go.
She's probably listening, too.
Mm-hmm. No one would leave their mother with that information. They would stay with it.
That was fantastic. You did that great.
Oh, why, thank you.
You did that great. Those idiots, they never believed you. That was great.
That was really good.
Those guys are so stupid. I can't believe they fell for that. Great job.
What is this?
Yeah. No, we got her.
She said thank you already.
Yeah. We knew you were scamming us. This is Don and Mike.
Time to fess up. We knew it was a scam.
What is this? Today, everybody repents for their sins on this show. First, we got the kid with the bagel who wrote the letter about Daddy.
Come on now.
Come on.
For what?
Right, tell us when the plan was hacked.
Come on, you're not his mother.
We know you're not his mother.
We know that.
You sound like you're 15.
15?
Yeah, how old are you? How old are you really? Come on, tell us.
How old are you?
End this charade.
How old are paper card? How old were you supposed to be when this guy called with this lie?
48.
Mm-hmm. 48. And what year were you born?
Bingo.
Listen, you don't remember the year of your birth.
It's always best to come clean. Now, you tell me something. Whose idea was it? Your idea or his idea? Come on.
Let's just say that I don't normally think of things like this.
So it was his idea.
Good. Yeah, we got you.
Because we hate fakers. God, we hate fakers.
Yeah, it's terrible to disrupt our games like this.
You hate fakers, don't they?
Yes, we do. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Greg!
Okay, first off, let me set the record straight by saying her birthday's coming up and she wanted me to win the money to take her out and get her drunk.
All right, hold on.
Wait a minute.
He just said it was your idea.
Yeah, he blamed you.
Dude,
he said it was your idea that it's your birthday coming up and you wanted the money so he could take you out and get you drunk.
Yeah! No one can stop the fantasy with his son.
Oh, my.
How old are you, really? Because you do sound young.
The scam
on,
is
how old
exposed,
are you?
So now
I will be 23 on Friday.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You did a terrible 48-year-old woman.
Awful.
Now we got to come up with some punishment for you two.
Can you hang up for a sec?
No. Now we got to come up with some punishment. Hold on a second. What am I going to do with you?
Yeah.
What am I going to do with you ruining our show with this stuff?
I think it made your show even more interesting because
I think you'll find that this is something that people hate on our show.
I think that you goofed it up, though, because everybody on your show would have thought it was great that some guy came out of the closet on the air.
See, I knew, man.
Yeah, but see, it's a lie.
I knew that.
We knew it was a lie.
I knew that.
I didn't know it was a lie.
No, hold on. Let me say, Mike knew it was a lie.
I knew
from the first second.
As soon as she picked up the phone, I knew you were lying.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? You could have called. I tried to tell you guys just to call my real mom, but you went ahead and started dialing her. I had set it up with the...
Wait a minute, hold on. What do you mean, call your real mom? I got a number here.
That's
Kim.
That's Kim's phone number. I can give you my real mom's home phone number.
Yeah, but why didn't you give us your real mom's home phone number in the first place?
Because she wasn't home. She wouldn't be home until after 6, and I called the church.
We're going to have to do something.
You did wrong.
We've got to make this right.
You lied. You lied. That's the important
thing. All right, why don't you have me call my real mom and see if my...
No.
There are no second chances on this show.
We've got your phone number, and we've got your girlfriend's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How would you like that? How'd you like that number given out on the air, huh?
That's pretty nasty,
well,
isn't it?
Then you'll find out how funny people thought this was. You know, that is normally the punishment.
Yeah, you know, we could get a little more remorse from you for your behavior.
Well, I am very, very sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I don't know about that. Hold on. Let me talk to her. Hello, Kim?
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell your name really is?
My name really is Kim.
Now, listen. Who came up with this idea? Before I give out a phone number on the air, who came up with this idea?
Before you give out a phone number on the air?
Precisely.
Like your phone number.
My phone number.
Yeah. See, you called and you lied to us.
I called and lied to you?
Yes, you pretended to be his mother. So
I did not call.
Well, all right, when I called you,
you pretended to be his mother, and you weren't his mother.
And
that
you were lying,
lying
to us and lying to everybody that listens to the show.
Was it on the air?
Have you been on it? What do you think?
You're lying
to me. I can't get your radio station in my apartment.
You think I got the time to sit around in an office and have this kind of conversation off the radio? I'm very busy.
So we need to know whose idea it was.
It was not my idea.
All right, hold on a second.
I believe her.
All right. She says it was your idea.
And I believe her. I believe
her
totally.
Get it, so I called her up and I asked her if she would pretend to be my mom.
Yeah, it was your idea.
So it was your
idea.
The money.
Of course she was being honest.
So it was your idea. She's off the hook, right?
Yeah.
Okay. First time you've been honest today. Okay, Kim?
Yes?
You're off the hook. You're off the hook. We will not release the hounds. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Now,
Greg,
I ask you, what do we do with him?
We have him pay every member of the staff $50 cash.
The reason I'm doing the show is because I can't afford the $50 myself.
Yeah, now you're going for the pity. That's a
lot. No one
pities that. Listen, I swear to you.
No one pities you. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We got to do a break. We'll come right back. We're running out of time. I'm going to open up the phones here, 1-800-636-1067. And I ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as Mr. Shapiro, as the lead prosecutor, what do you think? Honestly, if I was the prosecutor, I guess I'd be Marcia Clark.
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would. And boy, would I like to be Marcia Clark.
Would you really?
Sure. I'd like to be a woman, Mike.
You would like to be a woman?
I've never mentioned that before on the show.
No, this is a new revelation. I guess that can you get to 10 sort of brings everybody out of the closet.
It brought it out. Now, the guy in Alabama, I got to think that was on the level. Do you still think that was a scam?
I'm disagreeing with all three of you guys. I think it was a scam. I really do, because, and that once again,
hey, bring me that phone number, please.
Based on a younger sounding woman, but that one much more credible than this last one. This last one, I had no doubt in my mind. The other one, I think it was a scam.
I got to double check that one now.
Oh no, I don't want to. Yeah. You know, it was a beautiful moment, and
I got
it
right here.
You know how cynical I am. I'm terrible about it. I think everybody's lying.
All right, let me just check on this lady in Mobile.
You could call the lady and say, you know, great job.
Okay, all right. I'm not, you know, who am I to argue, you know, with the supreme Nazi interrogator over there? And I mean that as a compliment, Mike.
Thank you. I accept it as one.
Carol O'Meara.
Hello?
Great job.
Hey, that was good. We fooled those guys.
Who is this?
This Kim. Mom, it's me.
Okay, what?
Way to go. She really fooled those guys. They're so stupid.
What are you talking about?
You know, the DJs. The lie we had. You're great.
I didn't know anything about it.
What are you talking about? Like the whole, it was the whole thing?
I'm going nuts here. Didn't we explain that she had won, that it was Candy Get to 10 a lie or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, she's, now I'm all confused. I'm confused.
I think the first one, I think she's legit.
Yeah. Hey, Jack A? Hey, Jack A?
Hello?
Jack A?
Hello.
Oh, no,
now
she's
now.
Now we scared her away.
Now.
Hold on.
I can ask her the same question.
I got her age, her what year she was born. That always trips them up.
That's right.
I'll just say, what year were you born? If she knows.
Uh-oh. She's calling authority.
Calling in the police.
Now it's
dear.
Busy. We'll be right back. You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's a one-way, non-stop ticket to Thrillsville, USA, baby. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi. We're running late. Up against the wall. Let's take some calls about what to do with the situation. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, radio guys. I think you should take this guy and take out an ad in the Washington Post personal section for man seeking man and give out his phone number.
Let me tell you, do I know that that works? When I worked at WLS in Chicago, I just told Mike this when I heard what your call was. Some idiot put our station hotline number in a gay magazine.
Oh, man.
And it was a gay magazine that hit the stands on Friday. So all weekend, every time the hotline would ring, you'd go, hello, you think it was the boss, hello, and it'd be someone go, yes, I'm looking for Steve, I read your ad in one-on-one.
Yes.
Could be, thank you, my friend.
Excellent.
Thank you, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, baby.
I think that Greg should be forced to walk up and down Main Street in Rabe's outfit, only a little bit more outrageous, carrying a sign that says, I'm an idiot, under the threat that if he doesn't do it and do a darn good job, His phone number will be given out.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello. Hi. We're doing great.
Good. I think, one, Greg's number has to be given out over the phone. He conceived the whole concept, the whole scam.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kim's number should be given out, too, because she is a listener, and she violated the cardinal rule. Don't screw without you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Listen, I have played this game before. I'm the Holy Mackerel Girl.
Oh, the Holy Mackerel Girl. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
I remember you. Oh, yeah.
Holy Mackerel.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Listen, Greg, I don't know if you're going to give out his number or not, but I have a little message for him.
Yeah.
You are a loser. Other people have to work for that money.
This is Susie.
You call and get airtime. It's not the Greg's Jerk Face Show.
Okay, Susie, I wish we could have more of this, but I see the guy from Mobile is on the line with us now. Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Yes.
I am so pissed right now.
Why?
Because how dare you accuse me of lying and setting up a scam?
Well, because the guy from Baltimore did.
Okay, so he's a loser.
People have done this before.
Spread his damn number all over the damn country. He's a jackass. He's a loser.
Okay, this guy is, you know what? You know what we're dealing with there?
Overwatch.
It was the AF, Mike.
You know what he reminds me of?
It's the Alabama factor.
He reminds me of a damn Florida Gator.
All right, so I think you're a little upset with him.
I'm angry because, I don't have no problem with people checking up.
Mm-hmm.
But you scared the hell out of my mom. Oh. I can't even call her right now.
How do we scare your mom?
Somehow, whenever you call.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're pissed, man.
Okay, all right, well, enjoy your money.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye, okay.
All right, and even with all that, I will always say best defense is a good offense.
Hello, Tom and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, thank you.
Great, I got a good suggestion.
What's that?
You ever see the movie The Wanderers?
The Wanderers? Yeah, I turned down your radio. Yeah, I think I have.
All right, I'll turn it down for you real quick. Well, you know, take, like you did with the one guy that took him to a bridge.
All right.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm not taking anybody to a bridge. Hello, Tom and Mike Show. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to press the button. Hello, Washington, you're on the air.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, thank you.
I think you should give her a number out on the air, too, because if you tell me to go out and shoot somebody and we both go shoot them, don't both of us go to jail?
Fuck, man. Our listeners are taking this very seriously, and so are we.
I just checked out the fax machine. We are being flooded with people who are faxing and saying we demand justice.
Let me take one more, then we'll make our decision.
Hi, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Yes. This is tie-in with your Halloween show. You can bring them down to the station and have a public disemboweling.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't I love to? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I do believe you should be giving out both of their numbers. If they're listeners and they have been listening for a while, they should know the cardinal rule. They shouldn't do this, and I just think it's a... It's terrible. They should be punished.
All right.
It's offensive, she was going to say.
Hello, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg, you've heard the jury of your peers.
Yeah, I have, and some of them are pretty harsh, but I want to say two things. One, Kim cannot get the station down where she lives. I keep telling her that she needs to listen, and she can't.
Yes. Come on, you're boring the court. Next.
Okay, hold on. I've been listening to you guys since I was 14 years old, and you were on WAVA.
You said no
better.
Guilty!
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Guilty!
Okay, hold on.
Area code 410.
Wait. Wait, just one second.
What?
No, I don't want to play the game. But call my mom and ask.
No, I'm not calling your mom.
But she thinks I should.
No, that's over.
No,
okay. That's over. Your chance, you blew it.
1-410.
Hey, guess what? If you listen to the show since you were a kid, then you're going to be amazed at the calls you get now, because now we're on in 36 cities, so you have people from all over America calling.
We're going to be on in 40.
You broke the cardinal rule. You know you did. You broke it.
410.
Guys, I've never been on the air before.
242.
With you guys before.
1.
Hold on. Wait a second.
8.
Wait, please. Okay.
How's it feel now, funny boy?
Doesn't feel too good.
Are you feeling a little more remorseful
now?
All
you got to do is try to type in those last four.
Hey, listen to me. Are you feeling more?
Two.
You know, I don't think you have any remorse.
5.
I have a hell of a lot of remorse.
No, you don't.
I feel like a complete moron. Now there's only 9 numbers left for them to try until they get me.
0.
And wait a minute.
It's goodbye. All over. Goodbye.
Goodbye, lady. Goodbye.
Okay, it's not my number.
Bye-bye.
It's not your number.
Well, then I'm going to have to give out Kim's number. You still feeling smart? Are you
No, I'm
feeling
not
smart?
Feeling smart.
301.
Number. Hold on a second.
215.
That's not...
Then you know what? Then you're going to have an awful lot of explaining to do to whoever's phone you're using.
Here. I'll give out my number. Don't give out Kim's.
301.
I'm being completely...
215. Oh, now you're being completely honest. You've been lying the whole time.
I haven't been lying the whole time.
You're a nasty man.
I'm hanging up on you.
301-215-7783 or 410-242-1850. That's the rule. It's been the rule forever. Rules is rules.
Parts
is
part.
And justice has been served.
Amen to that.
Amen, brother.
Michael Mara, the hanging judge.
We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The God.
Sure, I got videotape. I'll go back to it and rewatch it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let me just sing this song very quickly for you, then back to the calls. Because you mentioned the name, Dick York. They're my two dicks. Oh, yes, they're my two dicks.
Sing it.
First there was York. What a dick.
A little bit.
Then I changed the sergeant. Hey, what a trick.
Yeah, mama.
I love two dicks. They're great to have around.
Right.
I'm always smiling with two dicks. Hey, why frown? I'm the witch with the most fun. Can't you see? One more dick, and I'd have 3. They're my two dicks.
Little Phoebus.
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks. And come what may, I'm proud to tell you this.
Yeah.
I pass on a love-filled night with the New York Knicks, because I'm the witch with two dicks.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Only song I ever wrote my whole life.
All right.
Well, we've had a lot of pretty nice parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
Yeah, it's sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And, hey, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, Paul, you ought to try a little fresh air yourself. That little Annie Simpson, the best dad burn dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best dad burn dancer. Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh?
Stupid.
Oh, gosh, you're so dumb when you judge.
Well, you're just a natural inspiration, huh?
Idiot.
Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing... Why don't we have a song?
No!
No, we're not.
No, don't sing!
I'd like to take the verses.
No!
Everybody else join in on the chorus.
Well, hold on there, Adam. Hold on now. We haven't sung together in a long time. We might remember the verses.
Shut up, don't you worry about that, Pa. Hoss and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along with us.
Practicing?
Ready, boys? Start the music, Slim.
On the mic, quick cat. On the mic, quick cat.
You sound sick. You couldn't close an umbrella. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger
goal to attempt to poison and destroy my brother. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Man, very busy at the office. Can't do without him. I'm very grateful that he's giving me this much time.
What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
I said to Debbie before that I find it odd that my tears are rolling from a good afternoon. Hi, Jer, and they come out. And I realize that I am so deeply touched by all of your love and all of the good stuff you've done for me. If I get through this, I'm buying everybody a car. And as Louis told me, slowly. Wait a second. There was just one guy I forgot that's on the stage. I think I should recognize him or he'll never come here again. The king and the leader of my support. Edmund. Man.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the first spin of the second showcase showdown on The Price is Right, the highest rated game show in daytime television.
Something came out of my butt.
The question is, do I have a god?
Dr. Kessler said yes. Which makes me wonder if this lawyer has any idea that the kind of grades one has to receive in college to be accepted at a top medical school. If you have the vaguest clue as to how talented someone has to be to lead a surgical team. I have an MD from Harvard. I am board certified in cardiothoracic medicine and trauma surgery. I have been awarded citations from 7 different medical boards in New England. I am never, ever sick at sea. So I ask you, when someone goes into that chapel and they fall on their knees and they pray to God that their wife doesn't miscarry, or that their daughter doesn't bleed to death, or that their mother doesn't suffer acute neural trauma from post-operative shock, who do you think they're praying to? Now, you go ahead and read your Bible, Dennis. And you go to your church, and with any luck, you might win the annual raffle. But if you're looking for God, he was in operating room number 2 on November 17th, and he doesn't like to be second-guessed. You ask me if I have a God complex? Let me tell you something. I am God.
This is very exciting for me. I'm a big fan of the show. You are so funny.
Well, the way I see it, this big lug is in love, and he's got a lot of major appliances laying around.
Life goes on. A man become preeminent. He's expected to have enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. What am I? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Benny, you're Benny.
No!
Baseball. A man stands alone at a plate.
Hello.
This is the time for what? For individual achievement.
Woo-hoo!
There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
No!
Teamwork.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long days. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. Team don't feel. What is he? Follow me? No one. Sunny day, stands are full of fans. What does he have to say?
I'm going out there for myself. But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Excellent.
You are best thing on the radio!
Son and Mike, my brother.
Understudy. To Bobby De Niro in that movie. Here he is right here. He was one step away from being Al Capone. Here is radio's Buzz Burbank, a law-abiding citizen of I Ever Speed. What are the word for all your little booger eaters out there, all those crumb crunchers? Hi, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Children everywhere, thank you, Buzz.
The John and Mike Show.
That's a good show. You know, something has just crossed my desk. And it's got Pit written all over it.
Uh-oh.
Remember how a couple of weeks ago we were talking about all the different names for boobs?
Yes.
And a guy sat in a page that had like 100 really funny names for boobs.
They were terrific.
Well, I was just going through the mail, and we got a list here. 2,443 filthy words and phrases. For instance, defecation. How many different ways can you say that you have to go number two?
Okay.
Bury a Quaker, chuck a turd, clart, dispatch one's cargo, drop a load, go potty, grunt, lay some cable, make a deposit, pinch a loaf, poop, post a letter, squat, take a dump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about going number one?
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. There's still more for number two. Allie Apple, Baby Ruth, Brown Brown, cock, 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 K-A-C-K, cack, 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 cowpucky, crap, dead soldier, doo-doo, dreck, dung,
dead soldier,
duty, hockey, horse dumpling, jank, meadow dressing, night soil, plot, poop, poo-poo, turd, yakum.
Yakum is the last one.
Urinate. Bleed the liver, burn the grass, do number one, drain the lizard, drain the radiator, drain the snake, drain the suds, kill a snake, kill a tree, lag, lance, leak, let fly, make water, nature stop, pass water, pee, pee-pee, pick a daisy, piddle, piss, point Percy at the porcelain, pump ship, run off, shake a sock, shake hands with an old friend, shake the dew off the lily, slack, splash, spring a leak, squeeze the lemon, squirt, strain one tater, siphon the python, take a leak, take a piss, take your snake for a gallop, tinkle, toy toy, visit Miss Murphy. I don't get that one.
I don't know. We should call our old producer.
Void, water the dragon, water the horses, wee, wet, whiz. Ring out a kidney. Ring the dew off the branch. Ring your sock out. But wait, there's more. What is this? Names for flatulence. Back talk. Blast. Blow off. Blow the horn. Break wind. Breeze. Bad burn powder. Burn bad powder. Burnt cheese. Cabbage fart. Cheeser. Chocolate thunder. Cut one. Drop a rose. Fart. Hinder blast. Honk. Let go. Let one. Make a rude noise. Pass air. Pocket thunder. Scotch warming pan. Shoot rabbit. Stinker. Tail shot. Talk German. Tee off. Wet one. Whiffer. Hinder blast. But wait, there's more. Names for male genitals.
Okay.
Aaron's rod. Arm. Baby maker. Beef. Blue van meat roll. Bald-headed butler. Bald-headed mouse. Belly buster. Bathtub eel. Bearded blood sausage. Beard, bone, bologna, banana, bat, bayonet, bean tosser, beef, blank, broomstick, bum tickler, buttonhole worker, candle, carrot, club. Oh, I got to do some editing here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Dork, dong, donker, dingus, dipstick, dagger, dart of love, dearest member, ding dong, dinger, dingle dangle, dummy, doodaddy, dolly, down leg, dragon, eel, end, family organ, fiddle bow, fish, fishing rod, flapper, forefinger, foreman, gun, gut wrench, giggle stick, gagget, gardener, giggling pin, gooser, gravy maker, grinding tool, cut stick,
gravy,
hair splitter, ham bone, hammer, hanging Johnny, hoe handle, holy porker, horn, hose, hot rod, heat seeking moisture missile, hairy hot dog, jack in the box, jing jang, Johnny One Eye. Joint. Joint arm. Johnny One Eye. Joint prong. Joystick. Kidney cracker. Kidney wiper. Kidney wiper. Kielbasa. King member. Knob. Knocker. Ladies Delight. Ladies Lollipop. Ladies Treasure. Lamp of Life. Lance. Life Preserver. Little Brother. Little Willie. Live Sausage. Lizard. Lob. Lobster. Lollipop. Long John. Love Dart. Love Gun. Love Muscle. Lucy. Lung Disturber. Mad Mick. Magic Wand. Let me see. Master John Thursday. Master of Ceremonies. Meat. Meat Hook. Meat Whistle. Member. Merry Member. Middle Leg. Milkman. Mr. Goodwrench. Mr. Tom. Mouse. Muscle. My Body's Captain. Needle, Nimrod, Nippy, Noodle, Old Blind Bob. Let me see. More collective editing. We're into the P's now.
Okay.
Pen, pencil, pendulum, purse, Peter, pile driver, pin, pink pencil, pipe, pistol, plug tail, pocket rocket, pointer, poker, pole, pork sword, pride and joy, prong, pud, pump handle, Primal Helmeted Warrior of Love. Ram. Ramrod. Raw Meat. Reamer. Red Cat. Rod. Rod of Love. Rollington. Rudder. Rupert. Russell the Love Muscle. St. Peter. Salami. Sausage. Schlong. Shaft. Short Arm. Shove Devil. Skin Flute. Snake. Spindle. Spout. Staff. Stem. Stick.
Oh, I hope all those little kids at the truck are listening to the show right now.
Oh, yes, they are. Tailpin, Tallywhacker, Tassel, Tent Peg, Sing, Throbber, Throbbing Python of Love, Tickle Gizzard, Tickler, Tong, Tool, Torch of Cupid, Toy, Trapstick, Trouser Anaconda.
Torch of Cupid?
Yes. Tube Stick, Vomiting Cobra, Wand, Wang, Wazoo, Weapon, Wedge, Weenie, Whacker, Whip, Whistle, Willie, Winkle, Wire, Worm, Yang, Yard, and Yosh. What is a Yosh?
I don't know, but it's not as good as the gravy maker.
Let me see. How about female genitals?
Oh, my.
Ace of Spades. I've really got to be careful here.
Is this one that's particularly dangerous?
Yes. Bunny, Cabbage Patch, Candle Holder, Cavern, Cellar Door, Cockpit, Cookie, Cooch, Crack, Cranny, Crevice, Dimple,
be careful here.
Donut,
be careful.
Fish Tank, Fly Trap, Front Window, Gap, Gaish, Goat Milker, Gravy Maker,
another Gravy Maker,
Hog Eye, Hole in One, Honey Pot, Horse Collar, Hot Box, House Under the Hill, Irish Fortune, Itching Jenny, Jack Nasty Face, Jelly Roll, Juice Box, Keyhole, Lady Jane, Lapland, Lather Maker, Little Mary, Love Tunnel, Manhole, Meat Grinder, Mom's Homemade Pie, The Mouth That Cannot Bite, A Nest, Nookie, Oat Bin, Organ Grinder, Oven, Oyster Catcher, Patch, Pelt, Pie, Peach, Tin Cushion, Pipe Cleaner, Pit, Playpen, Pocket,
Poontang! Mouse again.
Snapper, Snatch.
Oh, dear.
Steam Room. Sportsman's Gap. Sugar Basin. Tail. Tool Chest. Toy Shop. Treasure Chest. Trench. Triangle. Trim. Tube. Tunnel. Tunnel of Love. Tweeze. Twitcher. Valley. Vertical Smile. Woolly Burger. Yum Yum.
Wow.
Let me see. Menstruation?
Oh, dear.
Oh, I don't know about this one.
Oh, dear.
You know, but we've gone this far.
Yes.
Hey, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This is our Thanksgiving show, ladies and gentlemen.
Sanitary napkins.
Oh, dear.
Pregnant. About to find... Oh, we can't read that one. Apron up. Baby bound. Bag. Belly up. Big with child. Broken kneed. Delicate condition. Double ribbed. Gone to seed, have a dumpling, have one in the oven, have one's cargo aboard in a family way, in the pudding club, in trouble, knocked up, loaded, looking piggy, on the bones, pillowed, preggers, preggy, shot in the giblets, stork, stung by a serpent, swallowed a watermelon seed, up and coming, wedged up with squirrel.
What? With squirrel?
With squirrel. Fornication. How about good old fornication?
I'm sure that's got a lot of them.
A bit of a jam, bologna ride, bananas and cream, bang, basket weight making, beef injection, belly ride, blanket drill, board, ball, bottle, bounce, bump, bury the bone,
Buzz the Brillo. Change one's luck. Climb. Come across. Cram. Dance the mattress jig. Diddle. Dip your stick. Dip your wick. Do a slide up the board. Do the deed. Do the nasty. Featherbed jig. Feed the dummy. Fiddle. Flop. Frig. Fun and games. Get a bit. Get a chunk. Get a crumpet. Get a hunk. Get a little. Get a piece. Get a snippet. Get a wet one. Get home. Get in. Get into her pants. Get some serious flesh. Get it on. Get laid. Get lucky. Get one's greens. Get one's noodle wet. Get one's oil changed. Get some. Get some action. Get some ass.
The
get
Rossi,
some hair.
The Rossies are now leaving the Mayflower moving van.
Get some stuff. Get your bean waxed. Get your pole varnished. Go all the way. Go to it. Go to town. Grease the wheel. Grind. Hanky panky. Have a bit. Have a bit of giblet pie. Have a bit of summer cabbage. Hide the ferret. Hide the salami. Hot roll with cream. Introduce Charlie. Irish twist. I'm only up to the eyes. Joyride. Juke. Jump. Jump one's bones. Knock. Knock off a piece. Lay off with. Lay some pipe. Lay the hip. Lay the leg. Leap. Leap on. Lie on. Lie with. Lob in. Love. Make it. Make love. Make out with. Make the scene. Making babies. Making whoopee. Mess around. Mount. Mug. Nail two bellies together. Nick. N-I-C-K. Nut. Oblige. Peg, perform, peace.
You editing as you go along?
Oh, here. Yes. Oh, yeah. You think these are bad. You should hear the ones that I'm not reading.
All right.
Plant the oats. Play hide. Oh, I can't read that one. Pocket the red. Polish your rocket. Post a letter. Pound. Pump. Put the boots to. Put the tool in the shed. Roasting the broomstick. Rolling the hay. Roger. Rump. Root. Rule. Rouse. Rub up. Rumple. Salt. Saw off a chunk. Score. Secret Service, shack up, shake the sheets, short arm practice, shove, shut up. Oh, isn't that nice? That's a way to refer to somebody that you want to tell, you want to make love, hey, hey, shut up.
Oh, that's classy.
Spit, stab, staple my naggy. He's never heard that one.
Well, a lot of research was done. This might be a regional custom.
Tear off a piece, tear off the sheets, the matrimonial polka. Thread the needle, throw a hump, throw a leg over, throw a shot, thump, tie the true lover's knot, be intimate, tops and bottoms, trim, tumble, turn up, twiddle, vault, vitamin F, what mother did before me, womanize, work out, yard, and yens, Y-E-N-Z.
See, once again, it's those regional customs.
Condoms, balloon, cheater. Diving suit, drop catcher, eel suit, French letter, joy bag, one-piece overcoat, raincoat, rubber gloves, scumbag, shower cap, easy woman, here an easy woman, alley cat, bed bunny, bankster, bimbo, charity, easy lay, easy make, easy meet, free for all.
These are condom names?
No, these are names for easy women.
Oh.
Easy women, hobby horse. Hot lay, hot number, hot stuff, hot tamale, jazz, baby. Loose woman, nympho, pickup, playgirl, pleaser, pushover, shagstress. Oh, God.
Nasty.
Oh, man, some of these are fantastic. Brothel.
Do we need the brothels?
Yeah. Names of some pimps. Ass peddler, button broker, fishmonger, honey man.
Honey man.
Petticoat merchant. Skirt man. Table stable boss.
Man, this is great. This ought to come out in leatherback.
And then there's plenty more. Let me see. Group sex?
Yeah.
Group sex.
Go ahead.
Pull a train. Swing party. Three-way. Mob job. Gang bang. Daisy chain. Choo-choo.
Oh, God.
The posterior.
There you go.
Ass, back end, back door, backside, behind, blind eye, bogey, booty, Bosco Boulevard, bottom, brown bucket, brownie, bucket, bum, bunghole, buns, caboose, can, cheeks, chocolate speedway, Corey Bungus. That used to be my radio name.
Corey Bungus.
Corey Bungus with you.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt road, double judge, dust, duster, fanny, fudge tunnel, Hershey Highway, heart. Hind, hole, hunkers, keister, left part over the fence, moon, north pole, poop shoot, porthole, Rear, rear end. Rear sure ring. Rip, round eye. Rump.
Yeah, they didn't have itchy eye in there.
No, and I don't know. Then I've lost the next page.
You lost the other chapters?
The other volumes? Toilets. Name for toilets. Altar room, bath, bathroom, biffy, bog, chamber of commerce, closet of decency, comfort station, facilities, gentleman's room, gents room, indoor plumbing, Jake, John, ladies room, leakery, library, little boys room, little girls room, Lou, men's room, Mrs. Jones's place, old soldier's home, plumbing, powder room, public convenience, restroom, sandbox, shot tower, tear room, used beer department, washroom, water closet, whiz stand.
Okay.
Hi, Buzz. How are you enjoying this? I realize that we were supposed to be giving you the news, but I was just, or you were supposed to be giving us the news, actually.
Right, right.
You know how I love a good list.
You are, when you see a list, you get this certain look in your eye, and it is a, it's a strange look.
It's a we lose you for a while. Why do I get the feeling that I was the only guy in this room that was really into reading all the items on this list?
Well, I enjoyed the first six list that you read. You get a look in your eye when you're reading your list. You're far away. You're on the planet Donnie when you're reading those lists.
Breath.
Here he goes.
Apples, bangers, bazongas, boomas, beanbags, big brown eyes, boobies, boobs, bottles, boulders, butter bags, cantaloupes, gonzagas, glands, globes, grapefruits, hand warmers, headers, headlights, honkers, hooters, jaboos, jumbos, kazongas,
yabus.
Knobs.
That would be yabus, not jaboos. Just point of order.
Thank you.
Point of order, doctor.
Love bubbles, love muffins, lulus, lungs, mammies. Meatballs, meatloafs, melons, milk cans, mounds, mountains, muffins, mulligans, niblets, minis, nippers, nodules, noogies, nuts, oranges, orbs, ottomans, pear, papayas, peaches, peaks, perks, pecks, peepers, pillows, pokers, pontoons, potatoes, pumpkins, rib cushions, roundies, scoops, set, shaker, shimmy, skin sacks, snuggle pups, spears, spuds, stacks, sweater meat, sweet rolls, tamales, tidbits, tomatoes, torpedoes, twangers, twin peaks, twofers.
Well, where's the next page?
Where's the next page?
My God, the man is obsessed.
All right, that's it. I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm out.
This is the last of the list?
That's all for today.
You sure?
That's my way of saying happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Let me put some things in the machine. I had not planned on reading that in this break.
You go to a different place. It's a different plane. You know, in a way, it's almost like you're doing some sort of transcendental meditation thing.
Is it hot in here?
No.
Look at this. Do I have a flop sweat?
You
see that I am. Because, geez, I...